Mike. It's Sunday night at 9 p.m. It's time for the What the Hell Show with Private Drexel and Sumerian. Join in on the conversation on the IRC, on the Ranch Radio Channel, and the Dell Net servers. And now, here's Private Drexel.
Holy crap, it's Sunday night, and our actual host is really late.
He's just opening the Dr. Pepper right
you're
now.
You're weak. Weakness. Wait, you were waiting for me? Yeah. Yeah, being as it's your fucking show, yeah, we would have to wait for you.
I left for the summer, I came back, it's the Sumerian show with guests.
Oh, this would be a backpedal. Yes, that would be a backpedal.
No, it's just true. He has all this cool
stuff. It's
true.
Well, listen, it's true, Darcy.
You gotta bring stuff to say.
No,
you
gotta,
I work all week
I have
to do
topics.
This show.
You work all 5 hours a day. Whoa, less than half of what I
get a microphone.
You're off the
You work a whole 5 hours a day. It's exhausting.
I work twice that.
Whoa! Fuck! A few people on the webcam saw that. Projectile vomit, man, just got covered in Dr. Pepper.
You know what? I didn't even mute the pop. I just kind of went, ah, and it went, whoa!
What happened? What?
He took up a Dr. Pepper and let it launch.
This is Bob here. I threw a pepper at Enki, and Enki failed to catch it, so he's off the pepper-catching team. So I threw another pepper at him, and he caught that one. He caught that one in the tree scar and cried, and then proceeded to threaten me with the broken can of pepper, which exploded prematurely in his face. And, of course, sprayed projectile on him.
All over the place. Now Enki is cleaning it up. High and mighty head of Drexel.
See, can you
see
it?
Well.
Drexel gives high and mighty head.
It's true.
What? It's Sunday.
There's Dr. Pepper on your TV screen. Perhaps that should be wiped.
Why?
Somebody's dead.
Dr. Pepper actually touched the screen?
Hanky's dead. Oh, it's on his half. It's okay.
And Sumerian will kill Hanky.
Oh, yeah.
What will promote Sumerian into an act of violence?
Oh. Very few things. Very few things.
Promote you into an act of violence. Someone trying to take your CDs. That, I think, would promote you into an act of violence.
Careful. Careful, please.
Premature Jacky Pepper?
Premature Jacky Pepper. That's exactly what happened.
Well, everyone knows that Dr. Pepper, when they open it in a bottle, everyone who's listening knows for a fact that when you open a Dr. Pepper, you will crack it, it will go... And then you have to wait a few seconds because if
it tries to trick you.
It goes...
It waits for you. Pop explodes instantly.
It's like
Dr. Pepper.
It is.
It's fooling you. It's back tricking you.
And people who drink a shitload of it will know that you go and you wait.
It's totally flat.
And you go.
There's no carbonation left in this Dr. Pepper. It all came out right there.
Is something burning on the stove?
Yep.
Please eradicate it. Turn on the fan.
Sounds like a hardware problem.
So. Not quite as many people here as last week.
Thank God.
Well, you have a lot of people here.
That was way too many. There was 15 people.
I should eat my gummy leg and we save his things for later.
16 total.
We shall eat the leg, Thompson.
What happened
to
your
ankle? Wow, does that ankle liver look like 4 bags of shit in a 3-pound bag?
What?
Show the ankle to the leg cam.
They don't really look that bad. They're just red.
Wow.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
What the hell did you do?
Playing
BCR rules football, which is no rules. Okay, we're on the range. Like, on the range.
You're playing football on the range.
On the range.
On the range.
At night.
At night.
Oh. We were between this
No Homer 2.
600 meter marlins.
Yeah, that's this anyways. Would be the militia. Okay, carry on.
Anyways, we're playing football, and it's dark. And it's not dark like, wow, it's nighttime in the city, or wow, it's nighttime in the suburbs. It's dark, wow, it's nighttime in the mountains, and there's like, no moon, and there's no stars.
And it's dark.
It's pitch dark. You see nothing.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's fantastic. There is no more fun. Okay, football sucks. I don't care what you Americans think. Football is the stupidest sport.
Watching and playing.
But playing football at nighttime, yeah, baby, we take glow sticks to the football. This was Sergeant Major Arden's idea.
This was the Sergeant Major's idea?
Oh, yes. He is the coolest guy. He is so funny. Anyways, okay, I won't say his name anymore. That can be bad. Just kidding. Anyways, so we're running around. I got 3 touchdowns, and I was working on number 4, and I twisted my ankle. Nasty.
Nasty.
You've got a golf ball stuck under your ankle.
Well, that's there to take away the swelling. Golf ball soaks up all the mucus and pus and extra blood. But nighttime football.
Show it to the camera.
Show it to the camera. Here, I'll dull man.
No, I will do a commentary. Coming down, and we're zooming in, Turn to right, turn to the right.
Tell me when it takes a
picture. No.
Oh, it's got it.
It's looking.
Tell me when it takes a picture, but it'll flash in the bottom right-hand corner for the camera. Or can you see it?
There. Just take a picture.
Okay. Excellent. Everyone out there?
That's what. Yeah, just take a look at the.
Oh, yeah, actually, most of them were. We were all full of steak and beer. Well, I wasn't, but.
Fuck you, Darcy. You were here.
So who wants to man the camera going around the room?
You wouldn't believe the food we had. Caterers. Caterers. There was a guy.
Wow,
you see that jacket that you're wearing?
Right.
Only white. He was wearing one of those.
How would you like your eggs?
We're starting at the beginning of the table. We get up for breakfast, and I'm expecting mush on a plate, which is what we
normally get.
We normally get in the field, right?
Track bed.
Or getting, you know, the bags of food.
Right.
Food in a bag. And we look up, and there's danishes and croissants and fruit salad.
And you're like, what the fuck?
We're like, what's going on? And there's this guy. It's like,
it's like a weird Pink
Floyd
video.
There's waffles and French toast and pancakes, sausages, bacon, scrambled eggs. And at the end, there he is. He's like, oh, would you like your eggs over easy?
Holy Monty Python sketch.
I was just going to say, it was like...
This is in the army,
okay,
right?
We're walking around in our green with rifles. And in the middle of this forest, there's this guy and food and like silver plates.
Your tax dollars at work, folks.
No, but you know what the thing is? It was probably cheaper than giving us IMPs.
Oh, yeah, without
IMPs
doubt.
IMPs are like $25 each.
Yeah, they're fucking brutal. You could feed everybody steaks instead of IMPs. It's just rank.
Anyways. But it was just like something in a Monty Python. Everybody would point and laugh and think that it was very funny.
Incidentally,
but we got that for breakfast. We got it for supper. We had steak. And the desserts were crazy.
Wow. This is like a big ad.
Ah, Gloom Bunny.
Well,
I didn't eat meat. I wasn't
was
there.
Very non-standard.
Did you eat meat?
Hey, I wasn't
Gloom
there.
Gloom Bunny. Hi.
But it was, they're just sucking us in, eh? It's like the first exercise of the year. So they're going, yeah, it's, you know, people have forgotten what
free.
It's really like. And so... They bring them in there, and they start thinking, well, maybe it was like this all year. And so they'll come to the next exercise.
Right? It's time to go around the room.
And we were just shooting on the range. Anyway,
see
so
who's
like
here.
We had to otherwise, we'd have, to get we'd have to get that guy to get rid of his white
jacket. We're
going
to have to fast forward through the tape for hours.
Okay,
and
here we go.
People. You're going to be on the camera.
You suck.
Sure.
Okay. Time to go around the room and see who's here. Who's here tonight?
First of all,
camera guy.
On the camera guy
is nobody. Oh, there we go. Bob's on the camera, so do we have a good picture? Oh, that's good. A little too close. Back up a bit.
Back up.
There. Up.
You look like Jean-Luc Picard.
There we go.
There we go.
And there's...
Make it so.
Inky.
Dr.
For
the guy who runs Rant TV, www.ranttv.com. Kitchen light person.
I'm fucking cooking.
Look
hey,
out.
Hey, Gloom Buddy. I'm single.
Look how far my microphone goes. I am elite. Okay, next we've got Projectile Vomit Man. 200% sexy Projectile Vomit Man.
Very, say very hi. Shot.
That's him on a good day.
That's really.
And nice. Over here we've got the Dark One.
Say hi.
There's a smile.
Hello.
Put the camera. Hey, buddy.
Closer in. There we go. No, not too close. Not that close. Duh.
The tooth. Go for the tooth.
Oh, there's wetness all over the floor. Oh, my God. And then we've got...
The person who's to be announced.
Can't take the nameless one, because somebody already has that name.
Somebody actually has?
The nameless one. He listens from time to time.
Does he?
It's Sean Kay. And we're having a little contest tonight.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about this.
Sean Kay the Man.
Name Sean Kay the Man.
So you can come up with names for him. Just look at his face. You can see it on the webcam.
And I'm sure...
I have it.
What do you have?
We'll just call him Bitch.
Bitch.
Hey, that's a really great idea.
You're the white guy.
The only one who actually has a really solid right to suggest a name for me would be Blue Money, because Blue Money put up with a lot of shit for
Aaron.
Me. Last
she didn't come up with a cool name. It's just Aaron.
Aaron and rocks.
Argumentative Aaron.
You rock.
Argumentative Aaron.
Thank you.
Okay.
You
are you on
no,
the... Yeah, I think
wrong.
He's on the
I
camera.
Was right.
And next over is Drexel.
Hi, Drex.
Wait. He's got to get in a sexy pose with the Dr. Pepper.
That's
we're fully sponsored by Dr. Pepper. Or we sponsor them. We give them money. They should give us money for promoting them, but they give us... We have to pay... Oh, look at that leg.
Am I talking in the mic or am I drinking the Dr. Pepper?
They can't hear you.
As long as you don't try to drink out of the mic.
I can do both at once.
Oh, it's the Dr. Pepper effect. And on the... Oh, I'm here too. Hi, it's Sumerian.
Look at that new hairstyle.
This is the new hairstyle for Sumerian. Everyone has to say what they think of the hair.
Look at the hairstyle, everyone. Tell me when it takes a picture.
And it has not taken a picture yet. It is still waiting to take a picture.
We just
took a picture when you looked away.
Okay, no, it didn't. It's got an exclamation mark.
They'll see it. And we've got Bob from Peru. And... Mr. Camera Hog, Bob from Peru. And we'll just... Yeah, that's good enough.
Bob from Peru is not wearing any pants.
Lots of pictures.
And we'll just focus back in. Let's take a look at who's on the IRC this week. If you want to be on the IRC, you can do it two ways. If you know how to use the IRC...
Or you're not stupid,
download IRC.
Well, could you do it?
Go to the Dalnet servers.
Sierra Lepke.
Go to the Dalnet servers in the Rant Radio channel.
Yeah, he was whining about not getting
any official recognition. I give him tons of recognition.
Poor little engineer.
We said it all last week.
Poor little guy.
We're harassing him about him losing his name.
Dirty
Bob. And let's see, who we have here? Caffeine. That's a new one.
I don't know how you use the IRC.
Oh, okay. You don't know how to use the IRC. Go to the webpage, www.rantradio.com.
No, wait.
Bob wants to explain for all the stupid people.
For all the stupid people, if you don't know how to use the IRC, if you still have the box you got your computer in, I want you to pack it up, take it back to the store where you bought your computer, and tell them you're too stupid to own a computer.
Actually, I'd like to say this is really funny to Civil Engineer because, and I think we should rename Civil Engineer to Structural Integrity Man, just as a rule of thumb. But it's kind of interesting because myself and Civil Engineer have communicated through every possible digital medium now except for face-to-face, and we've been trying to set it up for 2 weeks. We have left phone messages, phone calls. We're now communicating through an IRC and Shoutcast, and we live not more than 10 miles apart.
Pathetic, huh?
Is that brutal or what? That's fucking brutal.
10 miles.
So, hey, how's it going? We will, somehow hook up.
All right, Tim, how do I use the IRC? Okay, go to the webpage, www.rantradio.com. Skip the Flash intro. Click on web... No. Click on... What is it? What's it called? Talk? IRC? What is it? Click on... Chat. Could it be? Click on Stupid People Chat. And as you can see, it'll come up. It'll say Starting Java. It takes about 10 minutes to start the Java up. And then you type in an original name. If you don't type in an original name,
you die.
Hit me with that.
Large tube Nazis come to your house.
You'll be like it changed to guest 15624. So type in a very, very original name, and then you can chat with all these wacky, crazy people. Too complicated for me. Okay, we've also got GK Jackal, Lord Heresy, Mord Sith, Paco, Sean 3, Shazbort, Structural Integrity Man, Todd Cooney, Voodoo Glow Skull, Zal Tar, and Disdainful Gloom Bunny. Okay.
Oh, attaboy.
Okay, Integrity Man. Paco. Why is the Flash intro there? It's just, like, annoying. Well, you know what? There's two choices there, Sparky. If you don't want to watch it, you click on No Flash, Fucky.
What were you talking about, Paco?
He's complaining about there being a Flash intro to the website.
Stop crying, Paco.
You have the choice.
Yes.
We give you the choice. We're an equal opportunity webpage.
Paco's stupid.
Hey, GG Bastard.
Stupid.
No, that's Paco. That means he...
That just means that his name is used by someone else.
Paco Minus. Rob's being
you
brutal, but
are,
you...
you
change,
no,
Paco, change your name to Fucky.
Fucky.
No, Paco, change your name to Private Blockins.
Hey, look, ChanServe says we're registered. Yay.
Yeah.
Finally. So we got lots of stuff, as usual. We got the movie man. We don't have gross hospital stories tonight. For the first time. Unless we really want to phone him.
Promo and nobody would have cried.
Unless Projectile Vomit Man says otherwise. Is he still awake or, you know?
No, he could be dead. He could be working.
He could be dead. He said not to phone. He's going to be asleep. He has to work in the morning. It's the first time in, I'd say, 4 months.
It was one other time he didn't have one. We didn't call him. He wasn't here 2 weeks in a row. We called him 1 week. We didn't call him the second week.
No.
No.
He's 2 weeks in a row.
No.
We didn't.
No. We called him the first time.
Do a Sumerian, no.
We didn't.
No.
He was too sick to do anything, but he was still on, and the second week he did.
No,
he did do one.
No.
Okay.
No. You're wrong.
You're wrong, and I'm right.
Standard.
We don't have gross hospital stories unless somebody's brave enough to phone him.
Considering the amount of time that the DAC has been off work, I think the sleep excuse doesn't fly. I think we should call him anyway.
Okay, we will call him. We will do gross hospital stories in one manner or another. We'll get his voice on the air to you. Because
we'll say, fuck off, crying bitch.
We've got, we don't have question of the week. Because I don't know why. We also don't have movie
thought
quotes.
Of one yet, that's why.
Yeah. We don't have movie quotes either because we're out picking up Drex. We have lots of news of the week. And I've got some other stuff for you people. But right now, I was scouring around the internet. Actually, I was at a party a couple days ago, and one of my friends said, "Hey, I've got a song called What the Hell."
No.
And I'm like, "That's awesome." And I said, "Give it to me, give it to me." So he gave it to me, and it's on this tape, and it's really... I stole the tape from him. And he gave it to me, and it's horrible, horrible recording
that's
on a tape. It's
no. Isn't that
just
that,
to throw
that
you
that
off?
Fucking rank. Isn't that so? Same thing happened to me. Okay, here we go. People on the MIRC. Sim, the cruel fuck, goes, gets a big bowl, puts a bunch of M&Ms in there, and then like we're talking like I don't know 10 or 11 metric pounds of M&Ms. And don't
metric.
Don't grab me, you bunch of
metric.
Shut up. Drexel, you're an ugly fuck anyway. So, the thing is, this thing here, regardless of that, he goes and puts one package of Skittles into the bag of MSU eating, and you're like,
and
chocolate.
They're not even the normal Skittles, they're like
chocolate.
A fucking fruity
chocolate. Chocolate. Crunch. Sugar and some kind of
and
flavoring.
Fruitberry. Fruitberry crunch.
It's like, it's fly covered. It.
Like, motherfucker, you ever just.
Candy coated flies.
Oh, if we could sue you for something like this, this would be great.
It's like, here's some Sprite, and it's actually water.
If this was the States, you could sue them for mental anguish.
I could. We should sue you and stealing a life from the movie.
No,
water.
I've got some great suing news.
Promoting gambling.
Don't reveal it yet. That's one of my news stories.
Oh, yeah, I know that story.
You know that story? Okay, we're going to do that for right now. It's a band called Big Cookie, and the song is called What the Hell? And they're from Vancouver.
So local.
We get our...
Fuck? If it sucks, it sucks.
We get our 30% Canadian content in here.
Who gives a shit?
Nobody cares. It's the internet.
So
there is no borders.
About the CRTC here.
Oh, we are.
Nobody. I hate fucking borders. Everybody's all like, oh, 30% Canadian. Fucking Canadian content. What has Canada done in the music industry that doesn't suck?
What are you talking about?
Andy on licks back. No.
Hey, Canada has lots of music, good music, and you would never hear any of it if it wasn't for the 30%.
True.
Tragically Hip suck ass.
Okay, but that's your opinion. Most people like Tragically Hip.
No, I don't think they do, actually. A lot of Canadians do, but if you ask the Americans, because there's only 26 million of us,
yeah, but what, it doesn't matter. That's the point, is we'd never hear them. We would never hear them if it wasn't for the 30%, because we would just get drowned by all the American music.
Fucking Casey Kasem.
How about OR? Check the OR. Yeah, there was a major band in its time.
But that's isn't that Tom Green's old group?
Yes.
Yeah, shut up. Tom Green is a fucking idiot, too.
No!
Yes, Tom Green needs to get hit in the head with a mining pick.
Can I make a note? Yeah. This is really loud. In my ears.
Yes,
really loud.
Yes, Ross does suck, Tom.
Okay.
Why?
Here you go.
I don't know why.
Hey,
I turned down
he changed
headphones.
His name to
Nucky. Okay.
Excellent.
Very naked ladies. I like the very naked ladies.
Okay, here's the song. Enough.
Thank you.
Turn down the headphones if it's
just
too loud.
The headphones?
Yeah.
Everything else is fine?
Yep. Okay, here's Big Cookie with What the Hell.
Tom Green does.
Yum, 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 yum
mix from Purina. The cat food with three separate flavors in one package. Three flavors that cats love best. Tuna, liver, and chicken. Meow Mix tastes so good, cats ask for it by name.
Every night, every day, it's Rant Radio.
They're unstoppable.
They're out of control.
They're smashing babies on the front steps.
They're the worst kind of degradation known to man.
For every occasion, at bar mitzvahs, bring the children, bring the old folks, bring people you don't know, bring dead relatives,
monster trucks,
mecha, giant squid, things that go bump in the night,
large smarties that fall from space.
It's all in one place for one time only.
Every Everything must die.
No one leaves the stadium alive.
Mass grave burial afterwards.
Bob won't get out of my seat.
No problem there, Private Draxel. We'll fix that up real quick. Bob removal. For ease of learning, this movement has been broken down into squads. Squad 1, 1. All that is done in Squad 1 is the Bob is picked up in an underhand grasp by the neck. Scene?
Scene.
All right, Private Drexel, practice this on your own time, and I will come around to see that it's being done correctly. Private Drexel, is that an underhand grasp? Does it look remotely like an underhand grasp? Pay attention to the...
What are you doing?
We won't put you on the air. Hello? Hello? Oh, well, we tried to get the structural integrity guy.
Bob will get out of my
cut
seat.
Things off.
No problem there, Private Drexel. We'll fix that up real quick. Bob removal. For ease of learning, this movement has been broken down into squads. Squad 1, 1.
And now they all have to listen to the beginning all over again.
All that is done in Squad 1 is the Bob is picked up in an underhand grasp by the neck. Scene?
Scene.
All right, Private Drexel, practice this on your own time, and I will come around to see that it's being done correctly. Private Drexel, is that an underhand grasp? Does it look remotely like an underhand grasp? Pay attention to detail, Private Drexel, or we will be here all night until you get this correct.
The Hell Show celebrates the triumphant return of Drexel, but don't worry, Bob's not going anywhere.
Get back here, you. Yep, people are talking about Tron on the IRC. What is
really?
Going on?
They're going to do a sequel to Tron.
They're going to do a sequel to Tron.
Yeah, that would kick ass. Sequel to Star Wars. You think it would kick ass?
That would kick ass. Tron was such an awesome movie. I mean, it probably sucks.
For
I'm not going to watch it again because
for its time,
I'd
maybe.
Be all disappointed. But
I wouldn't mind watching it with the sound off just to see the computer graphics by comparison.
Yep.
Watch the video games they played, yeah.
Especially if they made a better video game.
I think it would be too easy to tell that they're just in a big room, a big dark room or something.
The Intellivision versions of the Tron games were awesome because they were all separated. You could have like play the Deadly Discs or the Runners.
Yeah, they were pretty cool. I like the Deadly Discs one.
Deadly Discs was the best game.
So
sound effects, especially.
The bike was the best game.
Actually, the best game for sound effects that amazes me is Mission Impossible. Stay a while. Stay forever. Destroy him, my robots.
Yep. Great animation.
Like, that was an amazing game
yep.
on the Commodore 64.
I tried to find the emulator for that, but they didn't have it.
No, that was very cool.
Describe that game. Describe that game.
It's a side-scrolling adventure game.
Pitfall Underground.
Yeah, Pitfall Underground, only way cooler. I mean, rolling skulls and snakes that you can't really kill.
Whoa, rolling skulls?
Rolling skulls? That's satanic.
You get little swords and you don't actually see them kill anything with the sword.
That's evil and you can't kill things in video games.
All you people listening on the IRC.
They should like get together and
okay,
have little...
Stop, that's enough of you.
We
wrecked him, damn near killed him.
All you people in the IRC or people listening, we want your pictures. We want listeners' pictures because we have a picture page for our listeners.
Yes, if you send us or email us a digital picture, we'll put it up.
Picture page.
Or you can mail it to us. Now,
no, you have. No, you could.
Yeah, and we'll give you a mailing address to send us all away.
Box 256, Fort Langley, BC, V0X1JO.
Why don't you type that into the MRC, because if somebody's actually, like...
No.
Yeah, type it in.
I will.
Do it now.
Email
it.
Email it. Email your pictures to info@rantradio.com.
Do it now.
Info@rantradio.com. You have to pop into your Radio Man announcer voice.
Bastard, you
email your info@rantradio.com or connect us on the IRC.
He's breaking the chair, man. It's to the side. It's to it looks pretty broken. Pick another chair. You've broken up.
Why is it that... What is his nickname?
Two beds and one chair.
Yep.
Keep it going.
Are you serious?
And some farce.
Who's Paco?
Paco's new. He's never listened to the show. Okay, here's the address so somebody else can talk while I type or say something interesting.
Who's going to tell a story? Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, well...
Bob was going to tell a story about the policeman
Voodoo,
encounter.
Voodoo Glow Skull? So, if you want to... Well, why are you going to write radio on your ass? What can we give them? If you tattoo it on your ass, we'll give you a T-shirt.
You have T-shirts.
We will be having
T-shirts.
Oh, T-shirt update.
There is no T-shirt update. All I know... No. Listen. Okay. The guy, it's one of my customers, and he works at Benson Graphics, and he is able to... Like, he does this stuff, right? But he's going to try and get... all this stuff so that all we have to do is pay for ink and T-shirts, obviously.
Well,
and that will make it cheaper. But because we're getting a deal and getting helped out, you can't really, like, kick them in the ass constantly and say, look here, fucky, we want our shit, and we want our shit now. But he's a good guy, and he's trying to help us out, so I'm not going to push him too bad.
Well, are they black T-shirts?
No,
it's
going to
be white T-shirts. With
well, why even bother? Black. Why not just get the iron-on printer things and do it ourselves?
Well, we're going to see.
Go for it. But if you do it the proper way, it just you end up... the same reason that people who make T-shirts professionally don't do that. Because it's better to have it done.
Yeah, but the thing is, why are we getting white T-shirts? Because I notoriously trash... White-ass T-shirts.
But the thing is, we're not making T-shirts for Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. We're making T-shirts for the masses.
Yeah, but nobody likes white fucking T-shirts. Everybody wants a black T-shirt.
It doesn't matter. Our symbol works on a white T-shirt. It doesn't work on a black T-shirt.
Well, then, what if we reverse the colors on a symbol? Concept. Whoa.
That would be fine, but we're not going to do that because... That would be an alternate T-shirt, you know, and that would be
the later
project,
one.
Perhaps.
Oh, that's bullshit.
I disagree with you. I prefer the white.
That'll be our
white is better.
Way
I'm the one making them. So, argument's over.
The argument is white power.
One problem with putting white text on a black T-shirt is it takes like about three times as much ink to get it to show up as opposed to black on a white T-shirt because you have to layer it up or otherwise it looks all grayish and disgusting.
That's a good reason, but you know what? That's not my reason. It's a good reason, but I like white T-shirts better, and I'm the one getting the T-shirts done.
Everyone on the internet.
So I'm in control. There's the reason.
Type it in. White on black, on a white T-shirt.
How about fuck you? How about you make your T-shirts, and I'll make my T-shirts?
That is fine.
And
that's
we'll
perfectly
stand
fine.
Them in, and we'll have a T-shirt war, and we'll see who the fuck...
Who sells the most.
To see who likes the more T-shirts. Fuck
okay.
That, just vote them.
No, we have to sell them, because...
Fuck
whoever
A,
buys
and we'll
the most.
Set the price. And whoever sells
that's fine.
The most T-shirts, and I'll set the price for them.
Okay, when are you going to have your T-shirts done?
Considering I'm working like a crazy Mexican.
Oh, person. Now come the excuses.
Well, what are you
going to
have your... We'll set a time.
Look at that. Black and white.
Black.
With Drex.
Yellow and purple.
Yellow and purple would kick ass.
Orange on purple.
Actually, sure. I think purple on yellow.
Black
would
on black.
On yellow. Black on black. Chazbot. Okay, adjust the headset.
Anything involving purple.
Black on
close
white.
To the screen, Chazbot.
Remove your head from the monitor. Okay, listen. No, seriously, let's set a time when the T-shirts have to be done by. Otherwise, the other person automatically forfeits. No, fuck you.
No. I'm being realistic because it's just not going to happen.
It's never going to happen if you don't set a deadline.
No, it's just not going to happen. It's just going to end up not happening.
No. I say it's what? Sunday night now.
Mm-hmm.
We have 2 weeks.
Boom Bunny is... next week, I don't even have.
He's gone.
I'm not even here. I'm gone to Wainwright for a week.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Drex will not be here for the show next week.
How about
week?
By Christmas?
Bob from Peru will be taking over again.
We have until
his job, his
the
life.
First day of December. That way people can buy them for Christmas presents.
All right.
It will be done for Christmas.
It will be done for the beginning of Christmas.
Lord Heresy, I don't have time to chat with you.
However, one more rule. Whoever gets their t-shirts done first can start selling them right away.
That's
it doesn't have to be fair.
That's right.
That's fine. They just have to be done by a
And what is the price? We'll have to set the same price on t-shirts, though.
We don't know yet.
We don't know.
We don't know how much they're going to cost. If we say $12, it costs us
$15. It'll be the same price, but we will set it.
Whatever the price is, we
will
be
the same.
Gloom Bunny.
I'm thinking about $100 each.
This is in Canadian dollars. So that'd be what, $5 American?
Just listen. Because I personally think that people who get t-shirts should win them.
Well, yeah, that's what we're going
to
do.
And if you want to do what the rich do and buy coolness, you got to pay for it.
Fuck that. I say people should just buy their t-shirts.
I'm just kidding. Holy fuck over.
Gloom Bunny is looking very
sick. If you get a Rant Radio tattoo, we'll send you a t-shirt.
Yes,
for
absolutely.
Sure.
I'll send you one, and Darcy will send you one.
We'll sign it.
We'll sign it. We will get
something for the hard rock.
If you get Rant Radio tattoo on your face,
we'll give you two.
We'll give you two t-shirts.
Hey, listen, Gloom
we'll give you one black on white and one white on black.
Like a fat pig and all that kind of stuff on the shows before. Listen. Don't get a Rant Radio tattoo. That is the stupidest fucking idea. It's there for
don't listen to him. He doesn't know what he's talking
there,
about.
Get one. This laser surgery.
Get
one
on
each
Hannah tattoo.
Get
or
one
something.
On each breast.
No Rant Radio.
For an alarmingly low amount of cash, I will put Rant Radio across my face.
Not tattoo. With a Hannah tattoo that won't come off. Would you do it with a Hannah tattoo on your face?
A
Hannah tattoo? You know those tattoos? They're there for like a week and a half and then they leave.
Yes,
for an alarmingly low amount of cash.
What's that?
Okay, but
what's the alarmingly
low for a real tattoo?
For a t-shirt?
Oh crap! No, a real tattoo on my face, like couldn't do it. I'd like to get laid by my wife sometime in the next 20 years.
Hanukkah.
Okay, let's actually do something.
All right.
Let's move on to the news items.
I really realized that somebody shaved the Rant Radio logo on the back of their head.
Oh.
And then
t-shirts for you.
And then shit like that. Do stuff with the Rant Radio logo.
Do stuff with Rant Radio. Send it in.
I will send
do
you
stuff.
A t-shirt and a surprise gift.
Oh,
if,
no.
If you take and put the Rant Radio decal on some major structure and it gets on the news.
Yeah, if it gets on
like
the news.
You like burned it into a crop or a crop circle of the Rant Radio logo.
Okay, now
we don't endorse this. No endorsing.
Talking about before. This is why I say the t-shirts should sell for about $100 because otherwise the only other way to get it is by being kick-ass cool or rich and willing to part with your cash. You either have to be cool and do something cool for Rant Radio and get a t-shirt. Or
it's more cool
you
that
have
way.
To like give us money.
It's like, I won this t-shirt.
You know what, though?
It's much more.
On the flip side of that, there's probably a lot of people out there who listen to our show who are just kind of like loyal listeners who just hang in and probably think, I'd like to wear a t-shirt and I can't really afford a whole lot. So
then they can win it. And they get it for free.
Yeah, we didn't even pay the shipping.
You guys have a really overinflated idea of how loyal your listeners are.
Well, we have loyal listeners.
I don't think we'll sell a single one. But if there's someone out there who wants one.
What's this?
Y'all, they'll do it.
Crop circle.
We'll give you a t-shirt for that, too.
GK Jackal says, I'm going to get a projectile vomit man face on my ass. T-shirt for that?
Show. Like,
projectile vomit man is the sex symbol of the What the Hell show.
Yeah, he's the meal ticket.
It's the meal ticket.
Man, we want a picture of you in lingerie, and we'll make you the pinup girl.
Trust me, you don't want that.
We should make a downloadable Rant Radio calendar.
That's a good plan. That's awesome.
Plan.
That's awesome. You can print it out.
We'll make a Rant Radio swimsuit calendar.
We'll make a Rant Radio swimsuit calendar. We already have your photo.
What?
The one with, we'll have the swimsuit calendar. We already have you wearing a really enticing pair of boxing shorts and a rather large steel.
You know with the sock?
Right now, too.
C6.
Oh, that's with my PT shorts, but yeah.
Yeah, that'd be
into
awesome
the microphone.
We already have a picture of Enki naked. It's disturbing as I personally find that because it's her sister.
That's his favorite.
That's his favorite.
I
have
a sock over my genitals. I thought this was a nice dude. It wasn't
we
my
should
fault.
Do that. Get 12 of us and we'll pose like
very
a
easy.
Various, Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Make this Seinfeld.
We'll put
and
list.
That'll be the free gift. We'll make like calendars and we'll like list our own birthdays and do
yep.
Rant Radio events.
Rant Radio events. Oh yeah.
Okay.
The
this
start
is
of
stuff
Rant
we
radio.
Should plan and do. This is stuff we should plan and do when we're off the air, because otherwise we sound a bunch of braggarts.
No, well, I think they like this.
That, and that'll be easy.
Beneath Drex's picture, Drex likes long walks on the beach.
That's awesome. Okay, it's time to move on to the news. Shut up everywhere! Tagged students defy Big Brother social security numbers with the Pepsi logo. So I shall put this in the IRC so the people at home can play along.
We could do an underwear...
I read this. This is genuinely disturbing.
This is disturbing. Tag students defy Big Brother. Reject being forced to wear social security numbers. Hundreds of students in this little town, Ruston, Louisiana, don't want to wear their social security numbers around their necks for all to see. Their school administrators have ignored their complaints even though their numbers are growing. When the school began a few weeks ago, students at Ruston High School, like many students across the nation, were required to wear an ID badge as part of added security precautions.
Many students across the nation. Let's think about that.
And many students across the nation.
Didn't the Jews do something like that?
Wait, yes. I seem to remember something like that. The badges in Ruston included each student's social security number, a violation of federal law, according to two students. This is the worst part of it. The badge is worn on a lanyard with the Pepsi logo on it. The badge has a photo of the student, the school name, the student's name, and a barcode which represents a social security number.
The choice of the next generation.
A Pepsi logo. With a number on it.
Could be worse. Could be a Nike swoosh.
Could be a Nike swoosh.
Violation of your personal privacy brought to you by Pepsi.
That's right. So
okay, let's just think about this. Do you think somewhere at Pepsi Corporation there's a public relations guy who's getting his ass handed to him? Like, you're fired. You're so fired. How did you ever think up this dumbass idea?
Yeah, totally. Like, you're so fired, you're going to be fired for your next three jobs.
There's schools that are around here that have actually adopted food fair style lunchrooms. Like, there's a school in Port Coquitlam now that has, like, you can get New York fries and McDonald's and all that. Well,
that's not a huge deal. They have that in university.
If it's cheaper or if it works, great.
Yeah.
And yeah, real healthy.
The point, I wasn't complaining. The point.
No,
that's not what I mean. The point being, though, is that big business is worming its way into the schools.
They've had that before.
I've heard about nutrition
programs that were brought in by the Canadian Soft Drink Sellers Foundation, which didn't discern the difference between simple carbohydrates and complex carbohydrates.
Uh-huh.
So it's just like, you know, yeah, drink your Orange Crush, get all your energy. Who the hell needs bread?
Disdainful Gloom Bunny, just if you do any of these things that you're saying you're going to do, you will get a T-shirt. And anybody else out there?
For each one.
For each one. There's like tattoos, and she's going to spray paint Rant Radio on the
just
water
remember,
tower.
When you're 90
Gloom Bunny,
and your grandchildren are looking
on your ass, I'll give you an extra large size butt plug to keep forever. Remember, if you're going to do Rant Radio, make sure you do www.rantradio.com or it won't mean anything to anyone. Actually, we don't endorse any of this. So don't do any of this.
Save by the bell.
How about if you wore...
Wouldn't it be ironic if somebody did this?
...URL on a tag around your neck on a lanyard?
With the Pepsi logo on it. Yeah, instead of the Pepsi one.
Radio logo with your
yeah, instead of the Pepsi logo. And put 6666 as your social security.
It's your ID.
Yeah, it's the IP.
Oh,
that's good.
Can you get barcodes that read letters instead of just numbers?
Oh, yeah, anything.
You could have a barcode that just reads the Rant Radio URL.
Yeah.
That'll kick
ass. It is letters. I've used one. I've swiped all my cards to see what they had on it. It's only the stuff on the front. It wasn't that interesting.
Actually, it would be a really good thing if any of our listeners could send us one of those badges.
Oh, that would be cool. If any of those people go to one of those schools that is a fascist state.
You know what's the cool thing, though? The one cool thing that's emerging out of it is the kids at that high school are apparently all learning how to read barcodes on site.
They are.
I love to do that. That kicks ass.
Yes, that is very cool. And I've actually got the school rules here
as well.
Wait a
minute. Is that really that useful? I mean, writing barcodes take up more space than letters.
Yeah, but you can read the barcodes and know what
in anything.
That's kind of but the point having barcodes is so that computers can read them, not so that.
But they don't have
as
the numbers on them. It would be nice to be able to read a shipping label.
We can't hear you.
Okay. I understand. I see what you're saying.
Shut up. I'm talking now, JoJo.
Woohoo! Whoa. Actually, I was talking, bitch.
Don't make me come over there and pour Dr. Pepper on your head. Because you're wearing headphones and they'll short out. All I was trying to say is that, especially for a person like yourself, who is in the shipping industry, you've got to understand it would be really cool to, you know, be able to read a barcode that doesn't have the address, say, on it, or it's obscured by another sticker. That would be a useful skill. Or just being able to...
No?
Shut up, I'm trying to make a point.
Your point is very, very...
It would be neat, but not really useful.
It's just generally nifty. It doesn't have to be useful.
It's neat, but it's not. I don't think it's all that useful.
It's Rain Man nifty.
Rain Man nifty.
It's Rain Man nifty.
Here's the rules from the school.
Oh,
this is a dress code.
Number four. I'd love to know how they check for number four.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're going to start at number one.
Okay, go then. Dress code for RHS is as follows.
Footwear must be worn in school facilities and on school grounds. No house slippers may be worn.
Number two, tank tops, undershirts, halters, bare midriff tops, see-through tops, and sleeveless shirts are not acceptable as outer garments by themselves. Tops with bare shoulders or cutouts are unacceptable. Also, tank tops with sport bras and any under combination is unacceptable. And number three, next person, Rex.
Shorts are acceptable dress if they meet the following guidelines. Only shorts that are hemmed and come within 4 inches from, figures 4 inches from the kneecap may be worn. No biker shorts of any type are acceptable. Athletic shorts are not permissible.
What?
Okay, so no gym.
Mm-hmm.
No boxer-type shorts are acceptable.
What the hell?
Shorts may not be rolled up or have holes in them.
And Aaron, go ahead for number four.
Number four, proper undergarments must be worn. I'd love to know how they check for this.
Yep. Wear no clothing with degrading, profane, abusive, or questionable markings.
Questionable markings.
Yeah, you couldn't wear the Rant Radio
T-shirt. Yeah, but that Pepsi logo sure as fuck isn't a questionable thing.
Clothing making direct reference to beverage, alcohol, or illegal drugs are not permissible. But they can wear the Pepsi logo. Beverage. To beverage alcohol? Beverage alcohol. That's kind of weird.
Beverage, alcohol, or illegal
beverage.
Drugs.
Yet they can wear the Pepsi logo. Mm, okay. And no Big Johnson t-shirts are acceptable. Who's Big Johnson?
Oh, yeah, they're
Big Johnson.
They're these really bad cartoon t-shirts.
Big, really bad. Okay. Wear no hats, scarves, hair rollers, etc. inside the building. No hats.
Wear no excessively tight clothing, boys or girls, including bicycle shorts. Didn't they already cover bicycle shorts?
So no riding your bike to school.
They're not excessively tight. They're just kind of...
Okay, Hank, you should come back to me now.
No. Look, just a sec. I'm not finished with this one. No excessively tight clothing. What it should say is fat people shouldn't wear biker shorts. I think that's what they're getting at, because that's excessively tight.
Wear no sunglasses unless under doctor's orders. Okay, first of all, your doctor doesn't give you orders. Your doctor makes suggestions. The day my doctor gives me an order will be the day I'm in the clock tower and Gloom Bunny's handing me ammo. That's how that happens.
Sean, here's your government-prescribed drugs. You have to take them.
Like, Jell-O Biafra needs to do a serious drive-by on this school, man.
No studs will be allowed. No pajamas are to be worn at all.
Wait.
No pajamas.
You missed one.
I know.
Skirts must come within figures 4 inches from the kneecap. All dresses with thin straps must have undergarments to cover the upper body.
Wait a second here. Does that mean that you're not permitted to wear a skirt which is longer than 4 inches from your kneecap?
I guess so.
Was there not already a previous article which banned any dresses which or any clothing which had open shoulders?
Yes.
But if you're wearing a dress which has thin straps...
Oh, it's a... No. That's shirts. Dresses are okay because they're proper. It's all right to see shoulders.
Is this a private school?
No.
It is a public school. You have to have undergarments.
I don't think I could live if I were... Just entering puberty boy in high school and the girls weren't allowed to wear excessively tight clothing.
Yeah, it would ruin the whole high school experience. There's really nothing else worth going there for.
Well, no, you can steal a tetrotoxin.
Our next one is, if it still works.
You guys should say you're kidding about the drive-by. Do you know who Joe Mayapra is?
What were people saying?
No, we weren't kidding about the drive-by. Suck it.
Well, oh, you guys were... No, we said that Jello Biafra should do a drive-by.
Yeah, well, we're gonna be politically correct and cover our asses because we're worried about a lawsuit.
He's such a violent man, Jello Biafra.
Yeah, he kept running his face into those fists.
Oh, yeah. Dope dealers drive eBay potty. Potheads who helped to cash in on a trip of a lifetime after responding to an ad on eBay offering 500 pounds of marijuana have received a different kind of blow from the online auctioneers. Less than 24 hours after the ad was posted, officials closed down the offer, but despite eBay's quick reaction, bidding had reached $10 million for the haul.
Holy shit.
Some people out there are really desperate for pot.
Yep.
Yeah, but that's BC pot, and it's the best in the world.
That's right. Well,
I think the guy who sold his organs was the shit, personally, but anyway.
Did he get shut down, or was he for real?
Oh, yeah. While eBay will tolerate harmless hoaxers, it is committed to stamping anything illegal, such as now famous kidney and baby-selling incidents. Earlier this week, it appears the British royal family was put up for sale. There is no news whether anyone was remotely interested in buying the Windsors.
That's awesome.
Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Some guy just comes up to Prince Charles and goes, you know, I don't think you should go here today. Well, why should I listen to you? Because I own you.
Could someone have a call girl on eBay? Because technically that's legal.
Jello Viagra.
Yeah, that's rental.
Yeah, it is rental, seriously.
Jello Viagra. Next one is... suing over Pokemon cards. Kids start gambling when young. Pokemon. Lawsuit slams Pokemon as bad... bet for addicted kids. Look at the picture here.
Don't they just
there's
look
like,
so miserable from all that gambling?
Oh, they're
so unhappy.
And they're waiting.
It obviously ruined their lives. Kitty
magic. It's kitty magic.
I was looking at the picture on the bottom. Yeah. Oh, those guys look sad. Oh, wait.
Two Pokemon rat pack rats are suing the maker of the wildly popular trading cards, charging that the pocket monsters are turning them into pint-sized gamblers. Okay, the suit says the cards maker Nintendo randomly includes a rare one in the 11 card packages that sells for $3 to $11. Thus, the lawsuit says kids are forced to empty their pockets to get the rare cards, which can be resold for $30 to $100.
What lawyer is representing them?
Okay, where is this good part? He and fellow fourth grader Andrew said they spent thousands of dollars trying to get the scarce cards that are big status symbols with their friends.
Okay,
what's this? Thousands of dollars? Where did these... was it fourth grade? Where did they get this money? From their...
$100 and...
From their stupid parents.
From their stupid parents who don't watch over them in the beginning.
And giving them...
And now they're suing because we can't watch our own kids.
Because they spent thousands of dollars to get a few $100 cards.
Yep.
Yeah. That's
that makes even more sense.
Yes, well, you know, they're just kids. They haven't taken arithmetic in school yet. Yeah,
you know, on that note, maybe they should be suing their math teacher instead. That would be far more productive. So at least
maybe they should be shooting themselves in the head to save face.
I'd like to quote off of Slashdot and quote that if these guys win, wow, should people go after Wizards of the West Coast in a big way?
It is Wizards of the Coast.
It is.
Who do you think
makes people.
The Pokemon cards?
Yeah, really?
Yeah, there was
an
article a little bit further down saying
what's
that.
Wizards of the Coast?
The people who make magic cards.
And what's wrong with magic cards?
Nothing. I'm just because people are saying, you know, if they were able to successfully sue over Pokemon cards, boy, the mess that would happen over Magic cards.
Oh yeah. And here's a segue into another frivolous U.S. lawsuit.
Woo!
Teen alcoholic sues to get back on the basketball team.
What?
And here, this one's just crazy. Says he's covered by Disabilities Act. A star basketball player and high school senior who has been diagnosed as an alcoholic is suing his school district under the Americans with Disabilities Act after the school kicked him off the team for athletic code violations involving alcohol.
17 years old.
Violating a school athletic code after two alcohol-related offenses, including a May 23rd drunken driving car accident that nearly killed him. The school code imposes a 30% cut, blah, blah, blah. He has been diagnosed as an alcoholic. That is recognized disability under the federal laws and illegal for any public entity, which a school is, to discriminate.
Okay.
He's 17. You're not supposed to drink in the States till you're 21.
Also, you're a drunk. Fuck you, die.
Next question.
Okay. We're going to go on to how to avoid babysitting. This is pretty funny.
So if you're a drug addict, does that, like, actually, is that covered if you're a drug addict? Oh, you can't kick me off the basketball team because I'm on crack.
Segfault's Guide to Avoiding Babysitting. Lesson 1, don't play the victim. First, avoid... Oh, we won't even do this. This is too long, actually. We'll do this. Here's one. Great classified ads.
Oh, some of these are wonderful.
Classified ads. Actual excerpts from classified sections of City's newspaper. Illiterate? Write today for free help. Auto repair service, free pickup and delivery. Try us once. You'll never go anywhere again.
Our experienced mom will take care. Will care for your child. Fence yard, meals, and smacks included.
Little typo. Go for it, Aaron.
Dog for sale, eats anything. You have to read that second half.
Dog for sale, eats anything, and is fond of children.
Man wanted to work in dynamite factory. Must be willing to travel.
Stock up and save. Limit one.
Semi-annual after Christmas sale. The semi-annual every 2 years after Christmas. Okay, fuck.
3-year-old teacher needed for preschool. Experience preferred.
Wow, that's hard, man.
Mixing bowl set designed to please a cook with round bottom for efficient beating.
Girl wanted to assist Magican in cutting off head illusion. Blue cross and salary.
Dinner special, turkey, $2.35. Chicken or beef, $2.25. Children, $2.
For sale, antique desk suitable for lady with thick legs and large arms.
Now is your chance to have your ears pierced and get an extra pair to take home, too.
The fuck?
We do not tear your clothing with machinery. We do it carefully by hand.
For sale, 3
canaries.
Canaries of undetermined sex. Huh?
That's just dumb.
Great Danes for sale.
Have several very old dresses from grandmother in beautiful condition. That's kind
of
dope.
Why are we getting worse?
Tired of cleaning yourself. Let me do it.
Vacation special.
What's
have
that
your home exterminated.
Mount Kilimanjaro, the breathtaking backdrop for the Serena Lodge. Swim in the lovely pool while you drink it all in.
The hotel has bowling alleys, tennis courts, comfortable beds, and other athletic facilities.
The hotel has bowling alleys, tennis courts, comfortable beds, and other athletic facilities.
Get rid of ants. A-U-N-T-S. Zap does the job in 24 hours. I got to give that guy a call.
Toaster, a gift that every member of the family appreciates. Automatically burns toast. I don't get what they're supposed to say there. What is that supposed to originally mean?
For rent, 6-room hated apartment.
That's supposed to be automatically turns toast. Man, honest, we'll take anything.
Used cars, why go elsewhere to be cheated? Come here first.
Christmas tag sale, handmade gifts for the hard-to-find person.
Wanted hair cutter, excellent growth potential. Oh,
wanted man to take care of cow that does not smoke or drink. That's not a nice thing to say about
our bikinis are exciting. They are simply the tops.
Wanted a widower with school-aged children requires person to assume general housekeeping duties. Must be capable of contributing to the growth of family.
And now the Superstore, unequaled in size, unmatched in variety, unrivaled in inconvenience.
Go for it, Aaron.
We will oil your sewing machine and adjust tension in your home for $1.
And it's now time to go to the second What the Hell song that I found on the internet. And this one is by a band called Copacetic, and the song's called, amazingly, What the Hell.
Rant Radio.
Wouldn't you think if you had lots of money, a silk hair summer on your hands, a fast car and a hot honey and a big suit to get care on band, but everything would be fishy keen, super duper swell. But I guess that life ain't like that, so what the hell? Once you come served without any tickets, only your child is sleeping for free. Because this was the one about breaking and then ring and then so we got kicked out and blew the place because we didn't want to go home to bed. We decided to do something else that was fun instead. And so we got wheels and we got gas and we got girls and we got cash and we go to a club. We're gonna have some fun. But Jeffrey isn't 21, so we tell the phone so he's a creep. And look back in the Brian Street. And then it's your love, the face of the club. Give him a look, well, I guess he's supposed to go home. But we won in the bar and it's kind of fair. So we cook up a plan and we both show there. Go back to the bar, according to plan, they don't check our ID. Now we come to the band, how will we go? Life really sucks. Our love, our life was a piss. But look at us now, we don't get better than this. His marshes, and it doesn't want to make a sound. So we felt the ball for a drummer, but he's nowhere to be found. So a man, if he comes up and he smiles nicely, and he gives us a warm hello. And he looks at his watch and says, time to start the show. He says, you're on, we say, but we're not. I don't want to play, let her have the shot. But the man says, go ahead and bear, break the contract, and you go to jail. Nothing ever seems to go our way. We make an investment and buy fake IDs. Go to a club, the valet wants a car. This is it, so here's a bar. But the girls are ugly, guys are mad. Drinks are gross and the bands are bad. Get lost and treat everyone so well. That's okay, just gonna say, what the hell, that sucks sometimes. I'm just forgetting you expect everything to always be pathetic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What the hell, what the hell. What the hell?
Wow, did that ever suck?
Has this ever happened to you? Has Henry Rollins ever come up to you and said,
sit the fuck down, shut the fuck up!
This never need happen again once you order your Rant Radio t-shirt.
Not available in small, medium, large, extra large, black, white, sleeveless, or turtleneck.
Rant Radio t-shirts. If you can find one, you can wear one.
Get your whites whiter.
Now with more caffeine and less fat.
Good mileage off-road and on the highway.
The leading brand in 2 out of 3 taste tests.
50% cheaper than the competition.
9 gynecologists recommend it.
Cures cough due to cold, runny nose, achy heart, and diarrhea with 10 easy payments.
And it won't match your hair.
Brand Radio keeps your engine running cool. Has this ever happened to you? Has Henry Rollins ever come up to you and said,
"Sit the fuck there, shut the fuck up"?
This never need happen again once you order your Rant Radio tea.
What the hell? Mr. Garrison?
Get down, Ma!
Hey, man, don't point a gun at your own mother.
What the hell is wrong with you, Manson? You're acting all funny.
What the hell are you doing, fat boy?
Screw you, hippie!
It's from a game show! The mayor has invited me to compete!
Hi, Jacob. What the hell is this? Who's laughing?
Am I hallucinating here? Just what in the hell do you think you are doing?
Boy, what in the hell's the matter with you?
What the hell was that?
What the hell is he talking about?
What the hell kind of strategy is this?
Mr. Ward.
Oh, what?
What the hell are you doing here?
Oh, come on! What the hell?
What the hell is going on?
Oh, we're back!
Wow, hey. Okay, that What the Hell song sucked major back.
That, I didn't say they're good. I just said they're what their song's called.
Sorry,
What the
never
Hell.
Put that on this fucking stage.
There's one more to endure.
Oh my god, is it that kind of shit or what?
No, no, it's
well,
it's
not like
it's
it
rock.
Can't be a whole lot worse than that.
It's rock.
Is it like...
It's glam rock. It's glammy. It's gonna... it's
which
cool.
Will be like
who's,
mighty,
who's Bastard Bitch? They joined...
Who's a Bastard Bitch?
Hey,
and Dreamstalker, too.
They're like a shitload of What the Hell songs here on IRC. They've got like...
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. I played... Okay, I'm gonna play the... I went through every single MP3, the one on MP3s, and I looked through them, and I just played the Big Cookie one. And Uncle Salty's Cabin is coming up. That's the third one.
Somebody knew about the Big Cookie one?
Well, they just went through the...
Hi-Fi and the Roadburners?
I haven't looked at that one, but I typed in What the Hell for every single one, and some of them didn't even say What the Hell in the song. I don't think this person actually listened to them. If I had a Rant Radio TV t-shirt, I would wear it at least once a week. Make sure you wash it. Okay, now it's time to go to... Let's do gross hospital stories. Who's going to be brave enough to phone Dak?
I'll phone Dak.
You phone Dak? Okay, let's cue up the intro. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, and all those samples I got from, like, Simpsons and stuff. I just did a search for What the Hell and Wave. So if anybody has anything remotely to do with What the Hell, just send it over or give me the link or something on ICQ.
He already wants to kill Vortex.
I'm sure
his death.
Oh,
that would be for that incident last week.
Okay, gross hospital stories. Here it is.
His, phone number.
Now,
once again,
it's time.
Gross hospital stories.
I have no idea what the phone number is.
Hi. We're just waiting for him to pick up the phone.
We're sorry. The number you've dialed is not in service.
I think we did a misdial.
Thank you.
Really? We're trying to phone Dax here for the gross hospital stories. And we're going to dial again.
And here we are dialing.
We're dialing, 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 dialing. We're going to play the intro again. No, we're not.
No. Everything's fine. We're all fine here. How are you?
We're in conversation anyway?
Negative. Reactor leak. Very dangerous.
Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling on behalf of Rant Radio. Is Desmond home?
Yeah, 1 second.
Is this Dax from Rant Radio?
Hello.
Howdy, how's it going, buddy?
Not bad, what's up?
How about, you're not dead?
No.
So you lied to us.
No, I didn't. I said I would basically, I have to go to sleep because I have to basically get up early tomorrow.
basically.
You're a whining bitch. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I'm a whining bitch.
Okay, so you've had how long off, and all of a sudden you're going to work, so you're crying about how much you have to sleep?
No, I didn't say I was going to work. I have to get up early in the morning.
Oh, I see. So old Drexel here has to get up real damn early, and you're crying because you have to get up one day in the week.
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, never mind. You gonna have? Yeah, got a gross hospital story for us, or what?
No.
Lies.
Lies, that's right.
Nothing but lies. See your eyes twitching. I can
that's
see
right. I will talk to you guys later.
That's it?
Yep, that's it.
You're bitching us out.
Yep, I am.
Okay, you're not going to give us a what the hell?
What the hell.
All right. Fucker. Okay, we tried.
Was he pissed?
No, yes. He's not pissed. He just doesn't...
Yeah, he was.
Okay, here
he
we go.
He was pissed.
Shade is going to fill in for Dax this week and with a gross story, not necessarily hospital. I'm sure you have some hospital stories, but this one.
544.
Yeah, most of my hospital stories aren't gross so much as me just getting way too many drugs for whatever I was on. I don't know if people so much want to hear about this, though, because it involves my bodily functions.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Actually, this is kind of hospital related because I did end up in emergency for dehydration. I guess I got food poisoning off a chili cheese dog or something, because that was the only thing I ate, and I was puking my guts out, and then, well, the diarrhea kicked in, to be perfectly blunt, and what ended up happening was I thought it was all done. I thought I had finished puking. I thought I had finished taking a shit, so I'm lying in bed, and I'm just about falling asleep, and then all of a sudden I feel this feeling of utter and complete panic. So I run for the bathroom. Well, the toilet and the surrounding bathroom area smells so bad that I can't. I figure I'm gonna puke if I inhale. So I puke. And but I puked after I had already. Shit. Hadn't had a chance to flush the toilet, so I had to puke again, but I wanted to puke in a less smelly place. So I leaned over to the bathtub. Which would have been great, except, I wasn't wearing anything, because, you know, I had my pants around my ankles. And I guess the force of me puking kind of shot her out both ends. So, okay, if you will envision the east wall of the bathroom covered in puke, and the west wall of the bathroom covered in diarrhea.
This is a great story.
And that's it. That's my gross story.
Don't ever share with me again.
Okay, what was that guy's name? Shadow Stalker?
Dream Stalker? Why would we call Minnesota?
Why would we call Minneapolis, actually, in Minnesota, where you live right now? How do we know that?
Can we call it Collect? Okay, we're going to call it Collect and say Dream Stalker told me to phone. Okay, we have to go back.
Hope your mom doesn't answer.
Okay, we're going to finger you. If
I'm fingering you right now. Look into the camera.
who's
bastard bitch?
Some bastard bitch.
It's a bitch bastard.
It's Joe.
Bastard bitch.
It's Joe.
Minneapolis, it's Joe. PSINet, Yoda, 345. Well, his name's Joe, maybe. Hey, Joe.
What do you know? It's not his phone number. It's not his phone number.
What's the number we're going to call?
It is 612.
So we call what first?
1612.
Why doesn't he just call us?
That's
long.
0. 0612.
Yeah.
544-1316.
1316.
And Dreamstalk.
And that should be 11.
11.
11.
11.
Yeah, one
of them. Call was not completed.
Please hang up and try your call later.
Fucker. Oh, well.
Call us. Why the hell are we calling you?
No, it's not calling him. Yet. He said it's somebody else's number.
Time for the
somebody else in Minneapolis.
It's time for the movie.
No, Central
movie man. Before it gets too late. Movie he man. Cries. He cries. We're going to interrupt him watching a movie.
You guys
music
career
the movie.
like those
Ben
answers.
Ryan can't come to the phone right now, but if you leave a message, we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
We fired him last week.
You suck!
You suck!
You're still fired!
Jeez. What's going on? Two cop-outs. Okay, everybody out there.
Stamp your money.
It's time to stamp your money. So get out all your bills. We're going to get out all our bills here. If you grab the stamp on the table there, Shade. Yep, we got a stamp for Rant Radio. I didn't fix it. It's all jagged. I didn't like what Chicken did to it, actually.
It's the original Pure Rhythm stamp.
Actually, I have no cash, so I won't be stamping mine. But everyone out there, get out their cash. This is illegal, so we don't recommend it. Yeah, it's all fucked up. It was, like, staggered, but I didn't like that. It was going
to
take up too much room on the bill.
Is it illegal to stamp your cash?
You can't deface money at all.
You can't even spot five.
You can't do anything. You can't do anything to your money. So everyone out there, write www.rantradio.com on their money. Actually, don't write that on your money. It's illegal to deface money.
You're not going to use a stamp?
Stamp sucks. It's not even wet.
Yeah, it is. It doesn't work?
So it's all, the lettering's fucked, man. It doesn't look like WWW.
Yeah, it looks like a mess. When I tried to change it, it was a big mess when I was fiddling it in my hand. Okay. But anyways, put www.rantradio.com on your money and tell us if you actually get one back eventually. You can deface money in America, just not allowed to pass it. Pass it on? I guess you just keep your money. Got one what?
I got a fiver at my bingo job.
Really? With rantradio.com written on it?
It wasn't my handwriting.
So wow. That's awesome.
That happened like a long time ago. As far as I didn't tell you.
Yeah, you didn't tell us that.
Since about 4 months ago. Well, because I remember when I first heard about it, when I would work the graveyard shift at Arco, I would write it on every single $5 bill that I had in the till.
Ah.
Just as a note, this was originally my idea.
Outside of an IHOP, this was...
But you don't want credit or anything.
No, I don't want credit. It was my idea.
Sean K. doesn't want credit. Okay, let's go down to another thing that I found. Real headlines.
That's correct. In fact, I had nothing to do with it. I've never done it myself.
These are real. Somebody sent this to me. I can't remember who sent it to me because I didn't put a credit here. These are real headlines from a newspapers. And Shade and I will go back and forth and say them because everyone else is busy stamping the money.
You start.
Okay. Something went wrong in jet crash, expert says.
Police begin campaign to run down jaywalkers.
Drunk gets 9 months in violin case.
That's a harsh sentence.
Iraqi head seeks arms.
Is there a ring of debris around Uranus?
Didn't I just say that?
Prostitutes appeal to Pope.
Panda mating fails. Veterinarian takes over.
Include your children when baking cookies.
Clinton wins on budget, but more lies ahead.
Plane too close to ground, crash probe told.
Miners refuse to work after death.
Juvenile court to try shooting defendant.
Stolen painting found by tree. Really? Was it stolen?
I would fire whoever that security officer was.
Two sisters reunited after 18 years at checkout counter.
War dims hope for peace.
If strike isn't settled quickly, it may last a while.
Cold wave linked to temperatures.
What is... Infield's couple slain. Police suspect homicide.
Okay, the joke there, that's Enfield's couple slain. That's a make of a rifle.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Red tape holds up new bridges.
Ooh, great bridges.
Typhoon rips through cemetery. Hundreds dead.
Kids make nutritious. Hospitals are sued by 7-foot doctors.
New vaccine may contain rabies.
Man struck by lightning faces battery charge. Oh, man.
I think that one was probably done on purpose.
Hey. Captain Pike sent me this one. Sim, here's some material for your next show. Pick up lines that will get you killed. If you and I were squirrels, bet I could bust a nut. Could I bust a nut in your hole? These are really bad. Warning.
I'd like to wrap your legs around my head and wear you like a feed bag.
If it's true that we are what we eat, I could be you by morning.
How do you like your eggs? Poached, scrambled, or fertilized? That's not going to get you killed. That's just going
to
get you...
Can I do the next one?
I was about to go masturbate, and I needed the name to go in your face.
My love for you is like diarrhea. I just can't hold it in.
Roses are red. Violets are blue.
I like spaghetti. Let's go fuck.
Is that a keg in your pants? Because I would love to tap that ass.
If your right leg was Thanksgiving and your left leg was Christmas, could I meet you between the holidays?
I've heard that one before.
You remind me of a championship bass. I don't know whether to mount you or eat you.
Your parents must be retarded because you are special.
Can I touch your belly button from the inside?
I'm not too good at algebra, but doesn't you and I equal 69?
That's poor.
You plus I.
How about we play lion and lion tamer? You hold your mouth open and I'll put my head in.
Okay, however, that's my poor. Original pickup line is still best. What does tight ropes, your blood, and my semen have in common, you and I, in about an hour?
I've got that one that I have a friend from Victoria who gave me this pickup line. I just got to think about it.
Is it
really
your friend Donnie?
Yeah, my friend Donnie. But I have to make sure I don't get it wrong here. What is it? Fuck me if I'm wrong, but isn't your name Frank?
Actually, next week, if my wife is not here, I will tell you the most disgusting joke in the world.
She's already heard it, so tell it to all of us.
This is really disgusting. Okay. Prepare one and all. Go to the IRC, because I want to get people's reaction.
Okay.
To give you a background on this joke, I got this joke. Spent 3 years in the Army, and I got this joke from a mechanic. Okay? And I have never heard another joke which would come close to this joke. This is the most disgusting joke I've ever heard. I can't even remember the joke I tried to compete with him with, but I was in a movie lineup going to see like a PG-13 movie, and he tells me this joke in like a loud, overbearing tone. Okay? And I'm like, oh my god. This will probably be the last time I ever tell this.
Are you implying that personnel in the Army might lack tact?
Oh, yes.
They'll be crude in any way?
Okay, so this is the most disgusting one.
Okay.
Okay, so there's this chick, and she's got this large cyst in her cunt, right? And it's all, like, scabbing and infected and scabbing over, and it's just creating this big scab over an entire box. So she's sitting there, and she's trying to fucking get off, and she's trying to get herself off. And it's just not working, and her husband is jerking off beside her. There's nothing he can do, and he wants to fuck his wife, but she's all scabbed over because of this cyst. So he's sitting there, and he says, I'm just going to fucking get in there and fuck this bitch, but it's not going to happen. So he decides he's going to call a pus sucker to see if he can get all this pus out of there so he can fuck his wife. So he calls this guy in the middle of the night, that's the pus sucker, and he says, listen, man, I need you to go fuck my to clean the pus out of my wife's cunt so that I can fuck her. And he's like, no, man, it's like 3 a.m. He's like, I'll pay you 3 times as much. Just get over here. I'm jerking off for half an hour. And he's like, all right, I'll be right over. So he gets over there and he says, oh, this is a really bad situation. So he rips the scab off and takes one of those Slurpee straws, cuts the end zone sharp, and jabs inside the cyst. Starts sucking away, spits out 3 mouthfuls of green pus, and then all of a sudden she farts. He leans back and goes, holy shit, lady, what are you trying to do, make me sick? And that is the most disgusting joke I have ever heard.
A pus sucker. Like, this is a job somebody has.
No, I think it's metaphorical, actually.
I guess the key word for researching. Pat always getting sick from this joke.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, just go to Google and see what we find on pus space sucking.
That goes all holy shit.
I
want to see the results of what people say.
Puss? Sucking.
Puss sticking.
It's just one S?
Just one.
And it's
U.S.
And it's with a U.
I know. I wasn't looking.
It's going to be like 200,000 hits on porn sites.
Blah, blah, blah. Yep. You are right. All porn sites. Gross. I like it. Gloom Bunny likes it. It wasn't that gross.
By your hand. Chazbot is gross.
Mixed reactions.
It wasn't that gross.
I didn't get it. There was one there.
Okay, now we're going to all find out how long we'll live. Let's all go to the death clock and post in the IRC how long you will live. And who's willing to take it here?
I'll take it.
I will.
Okay. Drex was the loudest, so he will take it. Date of birth, 1972.
No, it's only got two letters. Day of birth.
Day of birth. 12. Okay. They're very precise.
June 72.
Oh, if they ask for day of birth.
You don't have to change that, actually. It's
oh, really?
Correct.
Okay. Male. Mode. Are you pessimistic, sadistic, or normal?
Pessimistic. I'm an optimistic pessimist.
Yeah. I'd say pessimistic.
Yeah.
Well, check your death clock. You have 961 million seconds to live.
Wait.
March 14th, 2030.
So when... You can't send that to me, can you?
This... I can send the page.
No, but I need this.
You need what? This picture?
I need that little...
Guy?
What do we call it? With this... That's counting down the seconds, man!
He wants his clock.
I can't.
Send
me the page
thanks.
And resend it in again, retard.
No, it won't come out the same. It'll give me a different prediction.
No, it won't.
Oh, there we go.
I can.
I can send it. There we go. And we go to Drexel. And we send that off. There's your death clock, and you can have that running on your desktop.
Yay! Okay, anyway, so, let's see the rest of this.
It keeps saying, don't show again. Even when you say, don't ever show me again.
That's right.
March.
I love that.
What's the point of
March 14th, 2030. So make plans now.
How old will you be?
Not very old.
Not very old? Yes.
So I can properly plan my Teddy Ruxpin funeral. Can we do me?
Yes, let's
maybe I'll die
let's
fighting.
No, let's do Shade. Date of birth?
I'll kill myself. July 17th. I went to a much more detailed after, and I'll just kill myself.
July 17th.
I went to a much more detailed thing than this. I can't remember the damn bureau now. It was
74.
I think it had me living on until about 2050. Although one of the most likely reasons for my death was loneliness.
Is it what?
I should take down that URL and give it to
the
you.
The
2030.
Yeah, but
it's
really good.
Why are you getting this? 18 years.
They told you why?
Well, it was a much more detailed.
This one's not as good.
All these questionnaires. It's a different URL. What I'll do is I'll find the URL.
It says like one question.
Next
week.
Yeah.
Do mine.
Well, let's see. You're not going to do so well. Sadistic.
All right.
Date of birth.
Six.
Have.
April.
73.
Oh, the Andersons work in stereo.
There we go. 2010.
11 years.
11 years.
All that damn mountain biking, Derek.
And it's counting down the seconds a lot quicker than mine.
Oh, damn.
Like, really, that's not seconds. That's like...
Uber seconds.
Split seconds.
It's not very nice of it. It's probably right. Renew! That's probably a little optimistic.
Renew!
Renew.
Did I
get that joke? Brian, you should have got that joke.
But they've got head swapping operations now, so we're all okay. No, yeah, you can.
All we need is somebody to donate their body because they want to die.
That's right.
Are you kidding? I could find so many people like that.
Would you want their bodies, Derek?
Well, as long as I get to them before they do something really stupid.
Find an ex-girlfriend, your head on Amy's body.
Oh, that would be great.
Captain.
He'd never leave the house.
He'd spend all his time shoving stuff up his own ass.
Captain Howdy sent this in to me. Scientists for Health Canada suggested that men should take a look at their beer consumption, considering the results of a recent analysis that revealed the presence of female hormones in beer. The theory is that drinking beer makes men turn into women. To test the finding, 100 men were fed 6 pints of beer each. It was then observed that 100% of the men gained weight, talked excessively without making sense, became overly emotional, couldn't drive, failed to think rationally, argued over nothing, and refused to apologize when wrong. No further testing is planned.
Captain Howdy? Fuck you, Captain Howdy.
Howdy, you know where that's from?
Yes, I know where that's from.
You do?
That's from the, well, it's from one place. It's from a movie.
It's from The Exorcist, the original.
Yeah.
It's from The Exorcist. It was also, it's also from a Twisted Sister song based on,
based on the movie?
Captain Howdy is from, is based on.
And then the guy from Twisted Sister was Captain Howdy.
Oh, yeah.
Twisted Sister, the guy from Twisted Sister was Captain Howdy in that.
Yes.
Weird movie.
Yes, which, and he did a song called Stay Away from Captain Howdy, and he was talking about the movie The Exorcist in the song.
That's good information for me because I've never seen The Exorcist. So.
Oh, it's... George C. Scott died on Wednesday. He was 71.
Yep.
Who is Bastard Bitch?
I feel really bad because he actually kicked Major Ass. So.
I hope that's the stupidest thing you can possibly say. No one will ever believe you.
What did he say?
What did he say?
I read The Exorcist. Much better book. I read The Exorcist. So what?
Most books are better than the movie.
Much better book than what?
Oh, it depends. If you saw the movie first, then the book sucks. And if you read the book first, the movie sucks.
No, usually the book is amazing
movies.
Think. Not just, okay, here's what this person is physically doing now. You have no idea what the fuck they're thinking, yeah, except by how they act.
That's right. Not always.
Unless it's a book based on the movie.
Yeah, books based
on the movie suck.
I feel like usually.
It's the original that's always better.
Your mind doesn't have a budget.
I wish my mind had
something
exactly.
So.
If my mind had a budget, I'd probably embezzle it.
Hey, we can do call-ins now, can't we?
It's time for call-ins. So everyone out there, think up stories. Sean leaving? No. He has to put on his tricorder pack to check his laundry. Can't be.
I need to know what area code 213 is.
He's gonna wave his little tricorder sensor over the dryer to see if it's plugged in to dry without actually having to open the door like us immortals.
Darcy, you rock your bitches. Is this guy
Bastard
like completely drunk? Who is Bastard Bitch?
That's what I've been asking.
Well, let's take a look who Bastard Bitch, where they're connected from, and bctel.ca. So
no, they're local.
Someone local, and
they
logged in through the webpage, so we can't get much more information. It's time for call-ins, and the phone number is 1. Well, I'll let this do it. It's time to open the phone lines on What the Hell. Call now, toll free, 1-604-533-9191. Call in right now. All right, call in Call in right now. It's 1-604-533-9191. Toll for you, free for us.
This new phone number, Voodoo Ghost.
Better than
new phone number for Voodoo. Oh, we're not going to phone any of those. They have to phone us. So it's about 9-10 cents a minute, maybe. I mean, if you're already on the internet. Even less if you have a blue box. 10-10-321-10-10.
We can't figure out who you are just from your name.
Nor do we particularly care, but...
Nor do we particularly care. We don't
could
care.
It could be, what's his name?
Leo the Lion.
It's Brad Thiessen.
Leo? Leo?
Is it Leo?
I guess.
Would Leo know about this?
I guess.
He could. Okay, it's Leo the Lion. So phone in right now. It's very, very cheap. Like, if you stayed on for 10 minutes, which we wouldn't allow you to, it would be a whole dollar. Oh, a whole dollar. You
Leo,
cheap
Leo
bastards.
Call, look, look, you look up.
Call
you're,
collect.
You're welcome to call collect.
We'll hear, you have a call from, and we'll hang up. That'll be great.
We'll be able to hear your name anyways.
Yeah. So if you want to call collect, go for that. What? I can't call. Why can't you call? You did
Your
call last week.
Fat.
Because she's connected by the phone, she has to get off.
Oh, Muffin. That's horrible.
She was also bitching last week for not having a
calling card. Oh, she was bitching last week? Muffin. I don't have nothing to say.
I want to go.
Bye, GT Bastard. Oh, GT Bastard's probably going to phone us.
As long as you have something to say.
Oh, so everyone out there also listening, spam all your friends with with the show and make them listen. Actually do it.
So the number was 1-604-533-9191.
Yeah, that's probably why they're not phoning, because they're like, what did that promo say? Fuck. What is wrong with me? There. There's the real phone number. Thank you, Cersei. They didn't know what's going on. Trying to listen to that horrible country music.
La, la,
la. We're going to play the third rant, What the Hell song until somebody phones. And it's Uncle Salty's Cabin. With It's a great name, huh? And the song's called, amazingly, What the Hell. Call Rant Radio now at 1-800-438-7546 for this month's contest. Hammer, tell them what they can win.
You've got a limited edition gold plated signed Rant Radio sign and a special limited edition gold plated signed Rant Radio CD with original Rant Radio material, which you know and love.
This month's question is, who burnt Bula Bula's car? Hello, caller number one, what's your answer?
Is it the ringleader, Chris King?
Not this time, caller number two.
It's my cousin Aziz. He slept with my wife through the bastard.
I don't know what you said, but that's the wrong answer. Caller number three.
Oh, hey, is this the drug crisis line? I was wondering if I could maybe get some drugs.
Yes, but call Anki on the other line. Caller number four.
Is it Glenn Clark?
No, I'm sorry, that's the wrong answer. Caller number five.
I know they're all bursts from the Scarlet Whore of Babylon. I think it's the Turks.
Those curly-shoe bastards, we think it's the Turks, too. You win the CD. Please stay on the line. We'll take your name and number off air.
No Turks were harmed in the making of this contest.
Fucking
bastard! I don't want to sell fuck all. I want to watch fucking TV. You cock-sucking fucking hooters, you got all these fucking numbers in the goddamn cock-sucking fucking phone book, and they're all fucking busy. I'm a working man. I pay your cock-sucking fucking bill. Why in the name of Jesus goddamn cock-sucking fucking clay can you not supply me the goddamn motherfucking horn fucking goddamn cock-sucking fucking service? Hello, you dogan-faced motherfucking cock-sucking moron slut. Goddamn, by the Jesus fucking goddamn slut fucking bastard. There's a fucking cable. Paying for the fucking shit, and I ain't fucking getting it. Get out of here, you bunch of fucking bastards. Can't watch Automatic without fucking TV. Where's the service, you bunch of goddamn cocksucking fucking bastards? I hate paying for something I don't have. I cannot watch your Automatic magazine if I do not have the service. I've been phoning all the other numbers that's been ringing busy. This is the only number I've been able to get a ring from. So where's the cock fucking goddamn horn slot by the Jesus fucking Christ? Me again, motherfuckers. I have no fucking cable. You bunch of goddamn horn slut fucking overpaid cocksuckers are doing fuck all for what I'm paying you. Jesus Christ, you ought to try to do what I do for a fucking living. Hello, motherfuckers. My cable's back on. Thank you very much.
Rant Radio is proud to be on the Radio Free Broadcast Council and committed to upholding the highest Radio Free standards. If you have a comment about our broadcast, eat shit and die. We're on the council, not you.
Rant Radio, we're here for you.
It won't print.
Still won't print?
Still won't print.
It won't print.
Jiggle the cable.
I jiggled. I'll jiggle again.
That's the light.
That's the light?
That's the light.
It won't print.
Won't print.
Won't print.
What's the problem with the printer?
It won't print.
Can you print?
It's not the printer. It's the computers. Hadley downloaded a virus off the web. Hadley.
IBM protects your network.
Commercial, not the Labatt's commercial.
Which Labatt's commercial?
Labatt's commercial with the guy with the bear suit on.
It's that good?
It's so awesome. Guy has like a Labatt's commercial. Like Labatt's commercial comes up. It doesn't say anything about Labatt's. It's just a guy in a bear suit, and somebody sprays him with red spray paint in his chest, and he's like, "Aw, oh, that's not coming."
I guess it's Canadian commercial then.
Yeah, he's like, "It's not coming out." And he goes and sits at the bar, and this chick sits down next to him and goes, "You know that'll come out with soda water." And she kind of touches him, and he's like, "Oh." And he goes, something to the effect, she goes, "Oh, where are you from?" And he slides the Labatt's up, and she goes, "Ooh, Canada." And he's like, "Oh, hey." And he goes, "That must be nice." And he goes, "Yeah, that's not bad." And he goes, "Except I got to sleep on cold, wet rocks." And she goes, "I have a water bed." He goes, "Check, please." next end of the commercial, you see him escorting her into a cab. It's awesome.
I'd just like to mention that during that What the Hell song, Inky was playing air guitar.
You may have caught it on the webcam, but maybe not.
Times like that that I'm ashamed of my gene pool.
Hey, Johnny Wilde was here.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, look at the spelling. Johnny Wilde, I think, probably liked
it. He used to be a DJ. He was an awesome DJ.
Used to be.
Used to be.
That means you suck now.
We will be having DJs again soon.
Really?
Yes. Danger. No, there's no DJs right now.
Why are we having DJs again soon?
Because all the DJs suck. They wouldn't do their shows. They suck ass.
They just show up for what the hell.
They just show up for what the hell. Listen to our show because we kick ass and we do it all the time. And we're always here.
Always.
Always. When we go away, we have replacement DJs.
That's right.
That's right.
We are prepared. Bob, tell them about the cop story that you told us in the van. That was just hilarious. Story. That was good.
Yeah, I'm not generally a violent person. I'm not generally a violent person. One day I had a fairly, I guess, anxious day because I was on a route that I didn't particularly like. Because it was horrendously stupid. Like, if you could cut a route up any more, like, what the hell? Anyway, so, what was this, a bunch of Chinese guys? Oh.
The anyway, bears with a bunch
Lord
of
Heresy
Chinese
knows
guys.
The one I'm talking about. You know the one I'm talking about.
It's with a bunch of Chinese guys?
You're down with OPP. Anyway. So, anyway.
Gloom.
So, anyway, I'm driving along down Granville. I've got a delivery to go to Jordan's Carpets. There's a Foxy Chicken at Jordan's Carpets, anyway.
So you really want
to
get
really
there.
I really want to go to Jordan's Carpets and drop this letter off and say, hey, how's it going, Jennifer?
You revealed her net.
See, in my wisdom, I quickly blurted out.
That's what
the
I'm
phone doing. Is not working.
Wait, I know what happened. I didn't do this. Look, the phone is operational. I'll call 1-604-533-9191.
No, it's
533-9191.
So anyway, I'm driving down Granville. I've loaded the bears in a van that's not mine. It's a GMC 97. It's an extended. So it's like driving a cube van, except it's a normal van. So you got to turn, like, way, way, way late. So, Sean, how's
Sean's
the
gone.
Sean left.
Sean's gone, man.
Sean's way gone. You're way behind.
You're way slow.
Have you got, like, a really bad leg or
look at,
something?
Look at the webcam.
He's on a dial-up modem, so and we won't cry for him.
Is that actually you, Johnny Wild?
It's Johnny Wild.
He had a better
So anyway, I'm going along with... I'm fucking booking along. I'm following the stupid cop a car and a half distance away, just like everyone else is. I'm not trying to be different. I'm not hugging this guy's ass. And he keeps looking in his rearview mirror. And I'm like, oh, okay, he's like checking me out. He thinks I'm hot, because everybody does. So, flying along, and we're coming up, like, down by Granville and Broadway, there's a whole bunch of crosswalks. They just, like, flip-flop across the street.
Yeah.
Because that's where usually crosswalks go. Anyway.
Across the street.
So this cocksucker gets up to about 60. So guess what, I'm doing car and a half distance. I'm up to about
59, 62. 59, 62.
Yeah, so... The cocksucker slams on his brakes for no particular reason. There's no one in the crosswalk. He just slams on his brakes. Now, these are ABS brakes in this van, and I'm not particularly used to ABS brakes, as it is quite apparent as I came within inches of his car, frightening him more than frightening me, because I knew I wasn't going to hit him because I locked up. Anyway, he gets out of his vehicle and completely flips on me. What the fuck? You almost fucking hit me up fucking close to your gun.
Was the cop swearing?
I screamed at him. Like, I wasn't screaming at him because he was a cop. I was screaming at him because he's a fucking asshole. I'm going, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you stopping here? Why? And he's like, don't scream at me. Just pull over to the side of the road. I want to talk to you. And I'm like, oh, no. So I quickly jump in the van again, and I turn to the right as we go down some side street, which happens to be a no-stopping zone because it's a fire zone. Where the fire engines come flying out. So he stops there and puts on his blinkers, and I drive past him. I'm not going to stop there. The cops are not only am I going to be in shit with the cops, now the firemen are going to come out and go, you guys can't stop here. Sean actually, Sean was telling me they intentionally put that stopping zone there because he used to stop there all the time. So I'm not going to get him in shit either. So anyway, I'm thinking ahead. So anyway, I jump in and I fly past this guy. So he gets all pissed off. He turns his lights on and comes after me. I only go, like, two car lengths past him, pull over, and now he's all, like, Mr. Hot and Heavy, look how big my cock is as he flops it out in my hood. Anyway, so I'm like, oh, well, you're a big cop. Anyway, ooh. So he jumps out of the car. He's like, do you know how close you came to hitting me? I go, well, I didn't hit you. That doesn't matter. You were on my ass, like, for 3 blocks. I'm like, you were watching me for 2 of those blocks. Why did you stop? Why did you stop in the crosswalk? There was no one in the crosswalk. Why did you slam your brakes on? I'm asking the questions here. And he's got his glasses on. I've got my glasses on. Fucking, he freaks out. He's just flipping. And I start getting angry at this man. He's not only stupid, now he's being belligerent. Not only is he being belligerent, he's swearing at me. He's using massive amounts of profanity. What the fuck were you thinking? How come you're going so fucking close to my fucking car? Do you know if you hit me how many fucking hours of paperwork? 7 hours of fucking paperwork I would have had. He goes, I could give you a ticket for $200 right now and 3 points. I'm like, are you going to give me a ticket? Are you going to give me a ticket? And he wouldn't answer me for like 3, 4, 5. He keeps going off. Do you realize what kind of... It's assholes like you that are always calling fucking you blah, 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 blah about fucking... like, he's telling me about all his problems. I'm not a therapist. I don't care.
Sounds like a personal...
Look at my caring face. He takes his sunglasses off. So I whip mine off in the Starsky and Hutch style. Right? Go, ba-wah, wah, wah. Anyway, so...
Says it's busy
still. Says it's busy? Wait a second.
No, it's not busy.
1-604-533-9191. There's the number.
The bus!
Sound is awesome.
So
hey, bus!
So anyway, so he goes, he's like going off, and he keeps threatening me with this, I'm going to give you a $200 fine and 3 points on your license, and he goes, and I'm going to call your boss. So I come back with, I am the boss. I'll call your company that you work for. It's a contract. I'll get you fired. We're union.
We're union.
Oh, he's just getting more and more pissed off. And there's nothing he can do because I haven't hit him. He can give me, and he's giving me a verbal warning. I'm listening to him, so I'm not like if you're belligerent to a cop and like they knock on your window and you're like, oh, I'm not paying attention to you. La 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 la. So he's like just going off. He keeps flipping out. And I keep asking, are you going to give me a ticket? I have a job to do here. You're hanging my day up. You're fucking my day up. So any dumpsters jump out at me. Fuck you, Leo. Fuck you. I was doing like five kilometers pulling away. Oh, let me reiterate that. Who said, Leo, I don't have a license. I shouldn't be driving. Oh, muffin. So anyway, this guy's like, oh, I'm going to give you a ticket. Are you going to give me a ticket? You're going to give me a ticket, right? Are you going to start writing it out? No, I'm giving you. And so I just fucking walked away, got in the van, started up, and drove away. Fuck him.
Well, what is he going to do, right?
What's he going to do? Pull me over again?
For pulling away.
For viewer. Fuck you, too. You can't even spell. Bitch bastard is a double negative.
Just for the people, do the bar.
You're a hermaphrodite. That's what your problem is.
Bah!
Bitch bastard.
The bah! So we're going to play the rodeo song.
Rodeo song.
In the vein of the Angry Cable Man.
Well, it's 40 below, and I don't give a fuck. Got a heater in my truck, and I'm off to the rodeo. It's elemental left and elemental right. Come on, you fucking dummy, get the right step right. Get off the stage, you goddamn goose, you know. Piss me off, oh, fucking jerk. Get on nerves. Well, here comes Johnny with a sucker in his hand. He's a one ball man and he's off to the rodeo. It's elemental left and elemental right. Come on, you fucking dummy, get your right step right. Get on stage, goddamn jerk, you know. Piss me off, fucking jerk. Get on nerves. Well, 40 below, and I ain't got a truck, and I don't give a fuck, cause I'm off the rodeo. It's elemental left and elemental right. Come on, you fucking let me get your red step right. Get off the stage, you goddamn goose, you know. Piss me off, fucking jerk. Get off nerve. Well, here comes Johnny with a sucker in his hand. He's a one ball man and he's off the rodeo. It's elemental left and elemental right. Come on, you fucking let me get your red step right. Get off the stage, goddamn goose, you know. Piss me off,
fucking jerk. Get on the nerves.
You have it?
Grant Radio, the crunchiest sounds on the net.
I don't care what he thought. It's a piece of paper.
Hi there, this is Dirty Promo Girl. If you have a problem with Rant Radio's content, fuck you.
Now listen, easy shape.
Once I was the king of Spain.
Now I eat humble pie.
Whoa, my unspeakable wife, Queen Lisa.
Now I eat humble pie.
I'm telling you, I was the king of Spain.
Now I eat humble pie.
And now I work at the pizza pizza.
One, two, three, four, five.
I'm free or playing crokinole with the princess of Monaco. Telling my jokes to the OPEC leaders, getting it all on video. Once I was the king of Spain.
Now I eat humble pie.
Yeah, palatial palace, that was my home.
Now I eat humble pie.
I'm telling you I was the king of Spain.
Now I eat humble pie.
And now I vacuum the turf at Sky Dome.
Once he was the king of Spain. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
I can't wait, I'm lowering interest rates. My people say,
King, how are you such a genius?
There's a roof overhead.
It's laissez-faire, I don't even give a care. Let's make Friday part of the weekend and give every new baby chocolate eclair. Once I was the king of Spain.
Now I eat humble pie.
Hey Clinton, hey Yeltsin, got problems? You phone me.
Now I eat humble pie.
I'm telling you I was the king of Spain.
Now I eat humble pie.
Now the Leafs call me up to drive the Zamboni.
Once he was the king of Spain.
Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you the International Orchestra. Now some of you might be wondering how I came to be living in Tennessee after being royalty in Spain. Should I tell them, guys?
Tell us, King!
You see, one night, when the palace was asleep, out of my royal chamber and into the garden I creep. And I wait till the appointed time when the moon is lighting the pitch. At which point...
Hey, I got it on.
There we go. We have a caller. Somebody has made their way through the long-distance phone lines, and it's... And who is it again?
It's Voodoo Glow Skull.
Voodoo Glow Skull. Thank you for phoning.
Did you leave? Did you come back?
No, I'm here.
He's
but
still
didn't
here.
You like say I'm leaving now? Bye.
Yeah, I decided not to leave.
We were so engaging that he just couldn't leave the show. So how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
And where are you phoning from?
Ohio.
Ohio. Woohoo, Ohio! Holy crap! Somebody put that on the
that
IRC already.
That was typed up before you said Ohio.
Yeah, that was typed up. Wow.
Do you know Paco?
Do you know Paco?
No, I don't. He's from Tennessee.
Oh.
Cincinnati.
Hey,
up north.
So what, what'd you do today?
Took a shit.
Yeah? Pretty busy then.
Yeah.
So what'd you call about?
Nothing in general. Just...
Oh, our one caller, you hung up on him.
Well, he had nothing to say. What did we...
He didn't even get out. What the hell?
Oh. That's what you should say. When I say, what did you call about? If what you're calling about was nothing, just say, what the hell?
Instead of nothing.
Because we're going to hang up.
Gloom Bunny has messaged me here. Okay, I tried to call in like 10 times, and it kept saying busy, 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 so I came back on. There's something...
Well, that must be a problem on your end.
Our phone lines are fine. He had something to say. Well, phone back. It's blame Drex.
Hey, it's okay to say. It's okay for you to call back as long as you have something to say. Otherwise, we'll hang up on you again.
I'm going to try and call. Okay, Gloom Buddy, give it a try.
It's a race. Can Voodoo Glow Skull call back before Gloom Bunny gets in?
Dun 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 dun. We're gonna play some music until somebody phones in, and they're coming to take me away. Ha ha.
Remember yes. when oh, you yeah. ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I'd go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm, where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, you laughed, and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
Hello, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
This is, Bastard Bitch.
Bastard Bitch. Hello, Bastard Bitch.
I thought we weren't worth having called.
Did he say that before?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, actually, that was another typer.
Right.
Sir, you'll have to turn down your radio. I can hear us in the background there.
I was going to a party.
Ah.
You're too old to go to parties.
I've had too many beers, that's why.
You're too old to go to parties.
They just begin at 40, man.
Don't you have to take your Geritol?
No, as soon as I take my butt plug out.
Okay.
Oh. Oh.
You remember.
Where's that Chainmeister?
Who do you think you're talking to?
I heard he was chasing cops.
Chasing cops? No, I was getting rid of cops.
Oh, I see. I've seen you drive, buddy. You're a lunatic on the road.
Well, I choose my road driver.
I think you're shooting transvestites on Richard Street with a pistol.
Yeah, so?
Yeah.
You deserved it.
They're nuts.
So is this long distance?
It's always long distance on my cell phone.
Uh-huh. Lies. Oh, nothing but lies.
We're from the burbs here, man. There's only one line in this house.
Yeah. Danger. How come we can hear the...
Talking in the country.
How come we can hear the radio in the background?
I'm okay. Well, that's you guys.
you know that kind of double buzzback sound we get? When I talk, I can hear my voice about 2 seconds later.
Well, what about the rest of the people on here?
We're listening to us.
I know, but
in the
for
past.
Me, it's like taking about another 20 minutes.
It's quite obvious. It's quite obvious you're completely blitzed.
So, what did you call about?
Huh?
What did you call about?
Because no one will phone you guys. You're just losers.
No, there's something wrong with the long distance tonight. Everybody's trying to phone.
All right.
So you were just calling for our benefit?
Are you going to give us a what the hell?
I felt sorry for you guys. So I thought I'd...
Okay, but...
I've been phoned in.
If that's all you called for, we're not really getting any benefit from you calling. Is there any other reason?
I don't see Dreamstar.
Is there any other reason for you to call?
Or Ratchet and whoever the other losers are phoned in.
Oh,
fail. Now he can sit by his radio and listen to us hang up on him. Look, somebody has taken the time to log into our IRC and listen to us and come in and says Rant sucks. Isn't that nice of them?
Get the hell away!
Yeah,
there's his IP. I'll be back in a second.
Watch as your system goes down. Aw, we have power.
Don't accept any incoming URLs.
How much megabits of bandwidth do we have? 9? 10? Oh, wait. More than that.
We're allowed to use 6, but we're on 155. And I got a 100 megabit network card in there, and it's a 100 megabit network, so yeah, lots.
Lots and lots.
And lots and lots and lots.
See, when people start...
When people start bitching how badly we suck, it's kind of like...
You know we're good.
It's kind of like when you're in grade school, and you were calling that fat kid... stupid.
You really like him.
You really liked him. Actually,
you thought
he was
cool.
He was sexy. You ended up going out with him later.
And you're like pulling his
we
hair.
We all know you're a pillow biter now. So, you suck. That means I love you.
Mode plus B. No, we don't want to kick him off. We want wholesome debate back and forth. Wow. Tell us why we suck.
You know, how about
three,
a topic?
Three whole listeners. Thank God you configured for 300. Three. Look how many people in the IRC, you idiot. Can you count? Fuck. Hi, you're on Rat Radio. Who is this?
Yeah, this is Bastard Bitch. You know Desmond's grandfather? The guy that hung up on you?
Desmond's grandfather?
Yeah. Later, remember me.
Tell us why we suck.
I'm from the Ozarks. Actually, you guys aren't that bad, actually. You're pretty good.
We're pretty good. Holy, turn down your radio. It's like crazy there.
Oh, is it loud?
It's very loud. It's like as loud as you.
Oh, shit. That way they can hear it in the other end of the house?
Yep. Baz is going to tell us why Rant sucks. We're going to get some constructive criticism.
Actually, you guys are doing a good job. Keep it up.
Thanks. We're going to upgrade our broadcast on behalf of Baz.
Okay.
Tell us. And you play faggy ass music.
You pretend to be cool and ranty?
Well, I'm
wow, Baz. We're going to base our radio station, what we do on our station, based on what you want us to do.
Yeah,
because we care.
We cater to you specifically.
Let's hear some ranting.
I want one of those T-shirts.
Okay, we rant on our time, not yours.
As soon as we get those T-shirts, we'll put up what the contest is about and we'll announce it. Right now it stands, if you shave Rant Radio in your head or you get a real Rant Radio.
But what it stands at is if you do something cool enough and we think that it's cool, we'll give you a T-shirt. And if we don't think it's cool, then you can, bite my ass.
Yeah, if you put something up in a big building and you get it in the newspaper or
the rest of my family is getting mad because they think this show is really crazy. I'm going to hang up on you now.
Okay. Say what the hell.
They're going to kill me.
Say what the hell.
What the hell.
All right. More rant, less faggy music. Well, we're talking right now.
That's funny. Do you know the terrible thing that you actually realize it's faggy music, which means you're listening to it?
Wait, you're listening to this faggy music.
That refers to you as well, a faggy listener.
Tell us what you listen to.
Okay, how does this work? If you have an apostrophe in front of your name, that means you don't like Rant Radio? Is that the standard?
That's the standard now?
Is that team apostrophe?
So if I just put ban anyone with an apostrophe in front of their name, we won't get any people complaining about Rant Radio?
See,
wow, that's amazing.
We've got Bass, Tag, and Fag.
And they have great names. You know what? They're all the same person.
Go team cool guy.
Let me just take a look at this and see if they're all the same person.
Lord Heresy's Fag. He just did it to be cool.
Firewall.spinner.com. And who cares, really? Gradius is now known as God. Let's hear some ranting. You want to hear some ranting? Okay, we're going to put on some ranting right now. What? This is Sean K. ranting about something. Let's see what Sean K. is ranting about. See if we can find somebody about stupid people.
Does he have one on stupid people?
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Well, they're all
road rage?
Stupid people.
Shootings? How about shootings? That's probably the closest one. Here's one about stupid people. I don't know. It's Sean Kennedy on Rant Radio.
Bomb the jeepers out of those forces.
Sean Kennedy here, and okay, time for another time for something I'm a little bit fuzzy on. Would someone please explain to me what the fuck is going on with all the kids in the state shooting each other? Okay, they're always going on about, it's KFM. It was Korn. It was Limp Bizkit. It was all these bands. It was Marilyn Manson. It was all these bands where I was listening to who told me to go kill people. It's not the bands who are telling these kids to go kill people. And for that matter, they're not telling them to do it right. If Korn was responsible, or KFM was responsible for the Columbine shootings, what happened? Oh, they wound up killing themselves. Why?
No estate plan.
Any of you people out there right now listening to the internet, because, you know, it's all evil and we're all planning to take over. Make sure you scribble the right things on the wall for starters. www.rantradio.com for starters. You can throw some nice stuff up with others about me saying Sean Kennedy's the Messiah. Sean Kennedy told me to do this. Sure, pin it on me. I think it'd be great if I managed to attack a couple kids through verbal telepathy. But anyway, the bottom line is if you're going to do it,
For Christ's sakes, do it the Rant Radio way. Make sure you've got a way out. Make sure you've got an exit plan. You can use the sewers. You'll get a key map from the city archives. They list all the sewers that were ever put down. They list everything. There's all kinds of tunnels and everything. You don't shoot yourself afterwards. And by the way, don't be racial about it. That's dumb racism. What an idiot concept that is. No. I have no problem with killing jocks. We could do with a lot less jocks. I mean, what do they really do anyway? It's part of the sports thing? There's no real use for it. So if I say you're going to do it, bottom line, be smart, have an escape plan. I mean, come on!
No ads.
So on top of the fact that you're all stupid and you continue to cry about not ranting. Oh, he left. My heart is broken.
Poo poo.
Actually, change your nick to Muffin, because we really care about you.
Oh, bye bye.
Hi, Muffin.
To clarify, from Webster's Revised Unabridged Dictionary, rant, high sounding language without importance or dignity of thought, boisterous, empty declamation, bombast, as the rant of fanatics. That's us.
Woohoo!
Without thought, without dignity of thought.
Where's your mic?
Canned ranting.
Put it down. Canned ranting.
What do you consider canned ranting? You want us to be live and glitchy and crying? And
hey, we believe in ranting if live. If you weren't listening, Bob was just ranting about the police about 10 minutes ago.
There you go.
Hey, look, we're not going to justify ourselves. Warthog, fuck that.
Is Warthog a bitch?
We don't have to justify ourselves. It's our station.
Is Warthog a bitch?
I don't know.
Okay.
Who cares?
Did you notice where we came
Lord
from?
Lord Heresy's having lots of fun. He keeps changing his name to Muffin.
Acid?
Lord Heresy's my biggest friend.
Bye-bye, Acid. Acid. Acid tag. Did you notice where we came from? BazEqualsSpinner.com. Spinner.com. No ads, man. Bye-bye.
I'm not a fish. I'm a man.
Joins Acid tag. How do you get back in? Obviously, these people know more than...
He's a dump jumper.
More than us. There we go. Fish. Oh, you can get rants five for a dollar. Well, it's just about the end of the show now. We've run over our time. It's 11:17 out here in the Pacific Coast.
One thing to add about police.
Okay.
Bob was ranting about them a little bit earlier, and you know, there's a reason why police are stupid, at least in the States. There was a case recently, I just read about this last week, I think it was in Boston. A guy sued to get a position on, like, the Boston Police Force because he was denied the position because he was too smart.
Yes. I remember that, yeah.
And they decided that his case wasn't valid because he wasn't being discriminated against.
We've got someone who wants us to keep going.
As a final word on it, the average IQ of an American police officer is about 100.
Wow. Average police officer. That's pretty funny there. Nice. Hey, hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's GK Jackal again.
Hey, GK Jackal.
What's going on?
I don't know. What is going on? There's somebody is advertising again here.
Evil people in the channel tonight.
I know. They love us so much. They think that we're so important. We have enough listeners that they come.
That they have to come over and try and steal them.
They have to try and steal all of our thousands of listeners away. I mean, that's actually a really good compliment, don't you think?
I think it is.
Because
I think we need more of them.
I think we need more of them to say, wow, Rant Radio is such an amazing station that we have to come and steal the listeners. So, what do you have to say for tonight?
Being sick sucks. I got a sore throat this morning.
Yeah. That does suck.
I'm totally with you, man.
Start some kind of campaign to set up some kind of block to the borderline, stop all the germs from entering our country.
Oh, it's, you're in the States, right?
Yeah.
And you think all the diseases are coming from Canada?
No, not Canada.
The other way.
Yeah.
Mexico?
Here, how do I do this?
What do you want to do, Drex?
Well,
you want to get you Central?
I want Gloom Bunny to call.
She's having some trouble. It looks like the long-distance lines between her and us are giving some trouble. Poopy. We always have some little glitch every week, and it's AT&T's fault.
I have to leave.
You have to leave?
Yes. We're like
20 minutes past when we normally
are. I know. But people are going,
is Projectile Vomit Man there by chance?
Uh-oh. Okay, yes, he is. Come over to the phone, Projectile Vomit Man.
No, I'm afraid.
He's afraid. Jacko wants to talk to you.
Can you make some interesting noises instead?
He doesn't do phone sex. Unless you pay him $2.50 a minute.
$2.50 a minute.
It's got to be American.
$2.99 American.
I want real money.
That's how much for phone sex for Projectile Vomit Man.
All right, I'll try to save that up for next time.
That's right.
I can be had, but I'm not cheap.
He says he can be had, but he's not cheap. So you'll have to wait till next week. Actually, he's probably going to make his sound when he says bye-bye. Because that's what we're going to do right now, because all these people have to go to bed, and so do I.
Get Bula Bula in there next week.
Okay, we'll try. Hey, why not? We will try. It's very difficult
to get
her out
of the
house.
See you later, bastard bitch.
Who's this?
Bula Bula. Very difficult to drag her away and get her out of the house.
Yeah, great job there.
We'll phone her. Hey, if she doesn't come, we will phone her. How about that?
When's this?
Next week. Well, Drex won't be here, but we'll do that anyway. How's that? Is that good enough for you?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, so say what the hell.
Well, you guys are doing a great job, and keep up the good work.
Thanks a lot, ma'am.
What the hell?
All right. Of course, we know we're doing a job. Good job. It's nice to have the encouragement. We don't need it, though.
Sure.
These people like are coming down on us.
No,
who cares?
We're just too popular.
We are. I mean, that totally shows that we are popular. So it's time to...
We're so amazing.
We're so amazing. But it's time to go again. It's that sad time in the Sunday night that we have to go and say goodbye to all of our fans. And next week I will have an outro, but for now I do have a little thing that I'm going to play after we say goodbye. So we're going to go around the room, as we do every week, and say goodbye. There's some people left. Oh, wow, I'm in like front of the center channel, and I can hear myself and hear some feedback. Oh, no feedback. Okay, so this is Projectile Vomit Man. Wow. That was Skittles and M&M's induced.
That was
brutal.
And
bye from Drexel.
Who won't be here next week. And Bob will be taking over.
I'll be off being Army.
And this is Sumerian saying arrivederci. And let's go to the IRC and say bye-bye to everyone. 1 second. Move that over. DJ Cycle joined us just recently. I just saw his name. And Bastard Bitch and Bug Tosser and Disdainful Gloom Bunny, Dream Stalker, Fly Molo, GK Jackal, Johnny Wild, Mord Sith, Paco, Shaz Bort, hey. The Real Muffin, Voodoo Glow Skull, a whole ton of new people tonight. It's wicked. So, everyone, buh! So, say buh. People want buh. Buh!
Buh!
Buh! So, tell all your friends to listen in next week, and we'll have like. 200% sexy. So this is Sumerian saying bye-bye, and I've got a little thing to queue up. If I get the little mousy thing too slow. And it's... Oh, where is it?
Fucking fuck, fuck.
Fucking fuck, fuck,
fucking fuck.
It's
fuck.
In download. It's in new. It's in alt binaries MP3. And it's this. And see you next week. Ha, 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 ha.
This is Ivan of Russian Republic. I want you to be pleased listening to Rant Radio. Thank you. May I have my $5?
Rant Radio goes down easier than your mom.
The
This is Jesus Christ I for Rant Radio. Now that Charlton Heston can't do my voice, all of my messages will be brought by, not by the burning bush, but by Rant Radio. Thank you. Further bulletins as events warrant.
Hey! Get back up on that cross!
Tart. Teachers against radical thinking, we have come to understand that there's a great deal of peer pressure to listen to Rant Radio. This group of individuals have nothing useful to say. They merely proliferate the non-anti-disestablishmentarianism attitude that is common among today's youth. The increase in four-letter word usage, freewheeling lifestyle, and off-the-wall political statements is astounding. We at TART want the youth of today to know that no is an acceptable answer. Ostracization and loneliness are no reason to succumb to the pressure of your peers. Listen to the revealing disclosures of former Rant Radio listeners.
I listened. It was cool for a while. But then, when I wanted to stop, it was like, whoa, buddy, where are you going?
I tried to listen, but they kept saying, frigging icehole, and gosh darn. Wait, is it red?
They stripped me of my identity. I don't know who I am anymore. All my friends stopped talking to me because I didn't want to listen.
All they ever talk about is fart smell and anal sex.
Just say no to Rant Radio. We're only here to protect the children.
So anyhow, one day, there's two brothers. One of the brothers gets a job in Tirana. He says, hey there, buddy. He says, I'm going to Tirana. He says, I got a job. He says, right on. He says, cool then. So about a week later, he says, his brother gives him a call. He says, he's at home. He said, he's had a rough day at work. He says, hey there, buddy. He says, how's the job going? He says, oh, it's going great. He says, you're going to have to bring me down to Tirana. He says, buy me some beer. He says, you're making lots of money now. He says, right then, buddy. He says, come down. He says, go to the corner, eat the payphone, give me a call, come down, pick you up. We'll go have a beer. He says, right. So he takes the bus, comes over the ferry, says, comes in Tirana. He goes to the corner, finds a phone, gives his brother a call. He says, hey, brother. He says, I'm down on the corner here. He says, come pick me up. He says, well, which corner are you on there, brother? He says, there's a lot of corner in Tirana. It's not like Newfoundland, eh? He says, hey, great, everybody. Well, he says, go out in the corner there and says, look on the street and it'll tell you which street you're on. He says, right there, buddy. He looks, drops a phone. So he says, which corner are you on? He says, right, I'm on the corner. Walk and don't walk.
Yes?
Sir, something's got to be done about Rant Radio. They're getting too powerful. They know too much.
I agree. I want your best team, Surgical Strike, on Rant Radio headquarters.
They're already there, sir. I'm waiting for a feed from them now. Those bastards will pay for their monopolization of the airwaves.
Talk to him about
what's about Alabama.